Tonight on the Infant Labs podcast, John goes long, long ago and far, far away. Dan P. learns real war is not like Gears of War. Kevin goes back to 1998 to play the best video game ever made. We also talk about the movies not worth watching, sports games, Hearthstone, and the news. All that and more tonight on the Infant Labs podcast. Go Hawks!
So, hey, it's the Infinite Lives Podcast, episode 70.
I watched,
am I on?
You're on.
You're on.
We can hear you.
Hello.
Okay. Mic check, 1, 2, 3.
So I watched Lone Survivor this week.
Oh, yeah?
Nefarious ways.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a
Oscar. You watched it legally.
It was a Academy Award promotional copy or something.
That says do not copy with a number on it?
The movie's pretty okay.
Okay.
You know,
they give away the ending and the title, Dan.
Well, it's a true story. So.
I know.
But you know what sucks?
Who's the one who lives?
Mark Wahlberg.
Of course.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he's the lone survivor.
He's the lone survivor. Taylor Kitsch?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool in the movie. He has good gravitas.
Is that a fancy word for balls?
My headphones are cutting in and out. Yeah, it's an okay movie. I don't know if it's the greatest greatest war movie since Saving Private Ryan. but yeah, it's all right. Well, what sucks is that I read about like the actual events, right? So like in the movie, they're like killing dudes left and right, and then there's like a ton of guys coming after them and stuff. It looks like maybe 50 guys, and so then apparently in the book, the guy says that they were attacked by like 200 dudes, and then the official military records are like maybe 25, and then like some of the intelligence reports are like maybe 8 to 10, and I was just like, oh, fighting with real guns is hard.
Yeah.
It's not like Gears of War where it's just like I'm blasting everybody, I'm shooting like 30 people at a time,
bullet sponges.
Yeah, it's like it's more like, oh god, I got shot, this is the worst thing in the world, it broke all my bones. Yeah. And I'm bleeding internally.
Uh-huh.
All I need is a health pack.
Yeah,
it's gotta work.
I'll just wrap my bandages around my arm like in Daisy whenever I get hurt.
Somebody give me a blood pack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good though. It's good to watch. It's kind of like in the whole Black Hawk Down vein kind of thing. Eric Bana is in it. Is it Eric Bana? Eric Bana.
He was in Black Hawk Down too.
Yeah, he was in Black Hawk Down too.
He was in Munich, wasn't he?
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
I haven't watched that movie again.
That's
I haven't
a
seen
great
that
movie.
Movie's intense.
And I was gonna watch 12 Years a Slave, and then like I started the video, and then like nobody was like I couldn't hear any of the talking, and I was just like, what the fuck, Pirate Bay, you have failed me again.
The Infinite Lives podcast does not condone piracy in any way of videos or any type of files
or games or support games. Game makers,
well, game makers, yeah. Look.
Except for King.com.
Look, I rent movies on Amazon all the time. I was going to rent 12 Years. Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
I rent. Spring Breakers.
Oh, you rented that?
I rented some movie with, who's the actress that played Jenny on Forrest Gump?
Robin Wright Penn.
Yeah, Robert Wright Penn.
Jenny.
And
you're my Jenny.
And Naomi Watts. And then they're like these two Australian.
They slept with
mother.
The other
Yeah,
the
they slept
other
with,
sons.
Their, with, their, yeah. with their friend's sons. I was like, ooh, dude, I want to watch this. It's going to be sexy.
You felt
sexy.
Weird, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't feel weird.
No.
Robin Wright is fucking hot. She's not Robin Wright Penn anymore. I think.
Maybe she's just Robin Wright now.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure people who spend significant amount of time with Sean Penn probably dislike him. That seems like his character.
He seems
was,
like he
was he unlikable
people.
In Walter Mitty, Dan? Did you not like him?
He showed up for like 10 minutes. Okay. I mean, he was good when. I mean, it's funny when like a guy who's really talented shows up randomly in a movie, and you're like, oh, this is like much better than the rest of the cast is doing. Ben Stiller did an okay job. Walter Mitty was okay. It more felt like, yeah, I don't know, like a simplified Forrest Gump. I don't know. It was like, it's the standard, like, oh, you know, I don't do anything in my life, and then suddenly I have, like, epiphany that I should go do something. But there's no real, like, he just kind of, like, within a minute, he just kind of just switches. Like, it's an on and off switch. There's no, like, gradual, like, oh, maybe I'll chance it. Maybe I'll chance a little bit. It's more like, oh, yeah, I should be doing this all the time, enjoying life and stuff. And it's like, okay, cool, message.
So you don't get, like, the Forrest Gump where he's like, and then I just decided to keep running. And I ran some more.
I rented that on, no, did I rent? No, that was on Netflix. But I watched that Forrest recently, Gump. Like in the last month. I still like that movie.
I watched the entire first season of Veronica Mars this week. That's what I did.
I still understand why people don't like Forrest Gump, and I like it enough. I mean, it's really hokey, and there's a lot of like kind of stuff wrong with it because I can understand, you know, they simplify a lot.
That'd be your pimp name.
But I do like Bubba.
Bubba was good.
Bubba was good. And it's funny that they actually made a restaurant.
Bubba Gum Shrimp.
Yeah, it was in the mall in Hawaii. It was really weird.
Did you eat there?
I never ate there, actually.
You should have.
I guess.
Shrimp stew. Shrimp salad.
It seems like one of those, like, you know, like Planet Hollywood, where it's just like, it's more expensive and the food's not
good.
Like, that good.
The food is consistent. That's what you want with
Yeah, I mean, it's but like, they're not. Yeah. It's like Red Robin food, but like, you know, $7 more, and it's just like, what am I paying for here?
The ambiance, Dan.
I guess, but I don't care about ambiance. I'll eat food in a dirty closet.
Can I eat ambiance?
Can I eat the ambiance? Yes. Well, the thing about Planet Hollywood was like, oh, maybe there'll be celebrities at Planet Hollywood. It's like, no, there's not going to be. There's not going to be any celebrities at Planet Hollywood, Wichita, Kansas. Like, they don't even know where Kansas is.
Well, if dreams come true, one day that waiter, his screenplay will be a movie. If dreams come true.
What dreams may come?
Sure.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Yeah, that's a movie that like I liked the first time I watched it, and each time that I've watched it or watched parts of it, it's gotten like progressively worse in my opinion, and I'm just like, I kind of don't like this movie anymore.
And then I keep thinking, you know, your son is Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba. That's a movie that, like, I think for, like, 5 to 10 minutes, like, certain scenes are very good in that movie. But it just kind of goes, like...
Some of the scenes look so cool.
Kind of drags on for me. I mean, it's still passable. Like, if it was, like, hey, this is on. I haven't seen this for a long time. Maybe I'll watch a little bit of it and see what happens. You know what doesn't, what like, I watched recently, and I was just like, oh, man, did I ever really like this? Untouchables.
I liked it.
Yeah, but if you watch it recently, like, it's really corny. Like, it's really, like, compared to, like, gangster movies nowadays, or anything that was made in, like, the late 90s and stuff, it feels very, like, cartoonish. Like, almost Dick Tracy, like, the live-action movie.
That was a bad movie. I never liked Dick Tracy.
Because there's this one part, right, where they're going to, like, you know, Elliot Ness and all of them are going to stop, like, some guys on a bridge that's coming from Canada.
The border,
The Canadian Mounties are coming. Well, one of the guys, I think, like, the Italian guy gets, like, shot or something. Like, one of the Elliot Ness untouchable guys.
You mean Anthony Garcia?
Yeah, Anthony Garcia. Anyway, so he gets shot, and he falls over, and then, like, the nerdy, like, accountant guy goes like, oh, you're not gonna blah, 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 and he just stands in the middle just, like, shooting and stuff, and it's just like, this is fucking cartoons.
Somebody shoot the guy standing in the open.
This is like Super Mario Power Hour cartoons. No. This is a cartoon. This is ridiculous.
I don't know. Robert De Niro was playing kind of a cartoon in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess it was cool, but it was all right.
You know what movie I watched this weekend, or last weekend, I should say, that was worth watching? Finally saw Django.
That movie's fantastic. Oh, yeah,
that movie's good. Brie didn't want to watch it. She's like, I got it from Netflix for you, Kevin. So I put it on. As soon as, what's his face, the German guy?
Christoph Waltz. Oh,
yeah, as soon as Christoph Waltz shows up, Brie is mesmerized. And then she's like, this is a great movie.
I like that part where Django, like, you know, once he gets freed, when he, like, right in the beginning, and he, like, throws off the, like, shawl and stuff, and then they're playing that Quentin Tarantino music and stuff, and you're like, fuck yeah, let's go, let's do this.
My only complaint with the movie is once Christoph Waltz's character died, it's like, oh, now I'm not quite as interested.
I do like that one.
He goes out like a champ, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he goes out like a motherfucker.
I do like that one, like, you know, little scene where, you know, Django sees him, like, dead, like, in that shack or something like that, and he puts something over him or something like that. He, you know, does a little sign of respect.
Has a little moment.
Yeah, has a little moment. It's pretty good.
It's very good.
That's a good movie.
Yep, saw that two or three times. I can't remember if I saw it three times.
That's a movie I downloaded, and then I felt bad, and then I deleted it. Like, I downloaded it, I was like, yeah, cool, I can watch this whenever. I'm like, I should probably just buy this, because I really like this one.
Support Tarantino. He makes fucking awesome movies.
And then he gets angry and decides not to make them after his script leaks.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all, I'm done.
Yeah.
Shelf.
Well, of course.
I mean, because it's not like he has to make movies, right? Yeah, I mean.
He's got, like, bank.
Yeah, he can make whatever script he wants. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, 90% of things, if he ever went, like, I want to make that, and somebody's already attached to it, he would probably override a lot of people.
Yeah. So we play video games on this podcast, and we talk about them on this podcast, Dan.
I talked about video games.
Did you?
Yeah, it's like, I was talking about Lone Survivor, how it's not like, you know, real war, it's not like Gears of War.
Okay.
Which is in the topic now. Yeah. See, like, everything comes.
Did you play a video game this week, Dan?
Lone Survivor is like the Lone Survivor game that I played. It's based on true story.
You're real thin there, Dan. Stretching it here.
You know when the Navy SEALs are trying to fight, like, fucking gross monsters? And
so what, Charlie Sheen and Michael Biehn are going to fight gross monsters?
Yes. Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, Navy SEALs. Kyle Reese.
Was that guy ever a good actor?
Who, Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was in Wall Street.
Even though his role was small?
Yeah, okay, Wall Street. Yeah, okay.
His role was small. I did like him in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Remember, he's the delinquent.
Okay.
Supposedly, there's supposed to be a lot deeper of a backstory originally between him and Ferris. Like, he ended up a criminal because he was Ferris's friend.
That would be kind of funny.
Okay, yeah, I'll take Wall Street. The one thing, the great movie that I think he's not good in is Platoon. I don't think he's
Is he the
good.
Worst part of that, Dan?
I think so. Like, it's not like he's like throwing out like a F grade acting bomb, like, out there, but it's just like, compared to everybody else, and it just seems like he's just, I don't know, maybe he's supposed to be playing like a fish out of water kind of guy, like, you know, like a noob
and stuff. Is he the fresh cadet?
Yeah. It's just, you know, Willem Dafoe and Tom Berenger are just so good in that movie.
Tom Berenger.
Is it Tom Berenger?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A good actor, Tom Berenger?
Well, in that movie, he's very good. Okay. He plays the psycho LT, or LT or Sergeant or something. Whatever.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember that movie, or if I've actually seen it. So,
Platoon's really good. Platoon's the best.
He was awesome in Lucas. How dare you, sir?
I remember my dad rented Platoon when I was a little kid, like when it first came out on videotape, and you could rent it. And I remember walking into the living room. My mom didn't want to watch it, so she's out the house, I think. My brother and I walk into the living room, and you just hear, fuck! And it's like, I want to watch this.
He was in The Wraith, Dan. Don't you remember The Wraith?
Yeah. Look, we're asking if he's a good actor. Look, I like The Wraith, because it's fucking awesome 80s, like, insanity.
Young Guns.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes, he gets shot in the beginning. He gets killed. Spoilers.
He was an eight. He
gets killed in the first shootout.
I didn't see it.
It sucks so bad because I thought, like, Charlie Sheen was a really cool guy, right? You know,
John's trying to back up Charlie Sheen's acting ability by looking at him on IMDb.
Eight Men Out? I don't remember that movie, but that's a sports movie. Oh, that was about the Black Sox.
John Cusack is in that.
Yeah.
I think he plays
Major League.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
Men at Work. That is one of my favorite movies. And Charlie Sheen is awesome in that.
Look, I'm not saying, like, one of my favorite movies is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You know, that doesn't make Keanu Reeves a good actor.
The Three Musketeers.
Fuck that movie.
The Chase.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Alicia Silverstone in the theater.
No, that was Christy Swanson.
I always confuse.
I watched that in the theater.
Terminal Velocity.
I watched that in the theater. It's a stupid movie.
The Arrival, Dan. Come on.
No, I never seen that. But
that's the alien one.
Yeah, I know. I think Platoon's the best Vietnam era movie and my favorite Oliver Stone movie. I'm pretty sure.
I like Full Metal Jacket.
I like Full Metal Jacket. It's just...
Although I liked it more when they're in boot camp
it seems it loses its steam.
It loses steam after the basic
training. I mean, look, they're both good. Yeah. You're picking between an A+ and an A.
I remember when we saw Hamburger Hill.
Yeah, that was...
That was just weird. That wasn't too good. It's just grimy. It felt dirty.
It's kind of like my same... Well, and it also feels like it's like all over the place. Like my same reaction with like Thin Red Line. It's
oh, just God, like, that movie sucked.
Like, is there a point to this? I don't know. Maybe I'm just like not as... I can't get Terrence Malick movies. Because I watched The New World.
The Great
World.
Raid was better than that movie was.
Yeah. Because I watched The New World and I was just like...
I remember reading...
What's going on?
Thin Red Line, remember how actors would, they're getting top billing, like, this movie has...
You're talking about Woody Harrelson again.
Or George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney.
Or John Travolta. And there were other actors, I was reading recently an article, there's a lot of actors who were cut out of the movie, didn't even know it until it came out. Like, big-time actors who were all of a sudden just cut out of it in post-production.
Speaking of Woody Harrelson, Dan, how do you like that True Detective
show? True Detective is a good show.
That's a good show.
Everybody should watch True Detective. If you like moody crime noir...
Matthew McConaughey kind of stuff, is out of his goddamn mind.
And you want to see Matthew McConaughey just fucking act the pants off and just be ballistically... Like, not...
He's
like,
creepy.
Not like, I'm yelling out loud crazy, but just like creepy crazy, and he feels like a real person.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy. It's good. That's good. That's a good show.
And some great boobies in that show.
That's a great boobies. I have no idea what the show's about still. I have no idea what's going to happen.
No.
I get freaked out at least once or twice in each show, but not like in a, I'm watching a horror movie freaked out, but more kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I like that show. I get excited when I watch it.
It's good.
I know that I like a show when it's like, when I'm like, oh man, how many more minutes is in this? And then if I look, and then there's like 30 minutes or 20 minutes, I'm like, yes!
And if there's like,
and then if
five,
there's like 7 minutes, seven. I'm like, fuck! And then it makes me all upset for like 5 minutes, and then I have to rewind because I don't rewind.
After watching that show, I wanted to watch, I watched Kiss Kiss Bang Bang again.
What is that?
That's the movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Val Kilmer.
Oh,
did you ever see that?
I don't think I saw
that. Oh, that movie's really good.
Yeah,
I should show that to you.
Yeah.
It's good. So, video games.
Okay, let's talk about video games.
Dan, did you play any video games?
I have played
a
bunch of video games.
Or
two weeks.
Did you play any new games in that time frame?
Yeah. I played Hearthstone. Hearthstone?
Hearthstone.
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 I can't say that fucking word. So, I played that Blizzard
card game.
Card game. Yeah. Online card game. Because it's in open beta right now. It's free. You can drop money on it if you want to.
Dan,
but
you're playing a card game.
It's cool. I like it. Because it's like, it's got the same ideas of Magic about, like, you know, attack, defense. I mean, you summon minions.
Creatures with attack, defense.
What stuff that it doesn't have in Magic is that there's no interrupts and stuff like that. You can't choose, like, minions to block when somebody attacks, but there's certain minions with a taunt ability that you have to attack that character before you can attack the player.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you set up like blocking things. You know, a lot of cards will have like special things. There's one card that I recently got it because I got a rare drop or something like that. It's called, it has a secret power. So when you play it, it gets played face down, and the other guy doesn't know what it is until the conditions are met for it, and then it plays. So it's kind
of
like an interrupt.
And then the heart of the cards shows up, and you summon your blue eyes white dragon.
face down in defense position.
Shut up. You can't make fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Like,
you can't make fun of
it's,
me.
It's nice to hear you talking, like, enjoying a collectible card game.
Well, this is what I like about it. Is that it's really fast. You have 30 hit points, but and then you get one mana for each turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, second turn, both guys have two mana and stuff like that. But by the time it's like about the 10th turn, which is the most mana you can have in one
in your
round.
Pool.
Yeah, in your pool. Like, the game's probably almost decided. Or coming close to being decided eventually, like, you know, one or two cards or something. So it's pretty cool. You build, like, a deck. Like, there's classes. So, like, if you're a wizard, you have, like, your own special ability, which is, like, a fireball that does, like, one damage or something. And then you can also equip your hero with weapons, and then you can have them attack either minions or other dudes. So there's some classes that are built around that, like rogues and warriors. So they'll either summon a weapon, or you can get cards for weapons, and then you can become like extra deadly, and that can be an extra attack and stuff. You know, I like playing the priest because he can heal you. He can heal yourself or minions for 2 points each, and some minions will have like effects that will go off if like a minion is healed and stuff. Like, you'll draw more cards and everything.
So when you're talking about like fireballs dealing one damage, healing for two. What sort of hit points are we looking at?
Everybody starts off with 30. Like, your character starts off with 30. Most minions will have, like, you know, like anywhere from 2 to 9 or something like that. Like, you know, the higher cost ones. Of course, there's stuff, you know, just like in Magic. Like, there's, like, I have a card as a priest. One of the special minions I can summon. Because there's two types of cards. There's cards that go with the class. And then there's neutral cards, which are mostly just minions. Some classes will have, you know, their own minions within their class of cards or something like that. So anyway, but yeah, so I had one of those where it's like the attack for this monster is always equal to its health, and you know, you have other cards to buff up its health. So I had like
kinda
you
like
know
some things with yeah. Magic.
So at one stuff. Point I had like he was like a 12-12, and then he got dismissed by. Something he got disintegrated or no assassinated. A rogue has a special card that's called assassinate that can take out a monster. But yeah, so it's, you know, it's just like Magic like that. It's like it's really frustrating sometimes, but sometimes you're just rolling and mm-hmm. It's just good. I've had a couple games turn around really quick, and it's really fast because like even like the wizard will have a card that I think it's you deal 6 or 7 points of damage, you know, kind of like a fireball
mm-hmm.
in Magic. So if you just cast that, you can have only 2 of the same card in your deck at one time. So if you get both of those, that's like almost half their life. So it's a really quick game
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And yeah, you can like once you get down to like 15, like, you know, you have a whole like The guys I hate playing against are people who play druids because they just have like a ton of dudes. It's just fucking the whole forest is fighting me. It's like a menagerie of like fucking dudes. It's crazy.
The woodland creatures.
I do like as a priest I have this one card that can copy somebody's card, a random card from their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I like playing that because like sometimes I'll steal something really good. Well, it's not stealing. It's actually just copying it. So yeah. Yeah, there's good. It's pretty good.
You gonna spend money on the game, Dan?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, there's good. It's got like, you know, it's like Blizzard, so it's just high production values. Everything's works very well.
And since it's Blizzard, you don't feel like tipping the poor yeah. indie developer.
And you know, a lot of their stuff makes sense. That's the thing with Blizzard. Like, all of their stuff kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like their game systems and like how their menus work and everything like that. You know, you just need like a one tutorial, and you're good to go already.
You don't need a big, long, drawn out tutorial session to tell you how to play that game.
No, and it's got, you know, that Warcraft Blizzard kind of art style. I like that game. It's kind of cool.
What else you play this week, Dan?
Oh, I will say one more thing. That there's no chat option in that game, so you're not being berated by the internet. The only thing that you can do is like your characters can like. They have, like, a bunch of sayings that you can pick from, like, you know, thanks, greetings, you can threaten them or something like that. But it's the character doing it, so it'll be like, well played. Oops. Sorry. stuff like that. Well, depending on their character, because there's like orcs and all that junk and stuff like that. Well, one time, like, I put, because there's a greetings, right? So most of the guys would be like, greetings. And then, like, one of the guys, I think it was a wizard, I put the greeting and she was just like, she was like, now you will know my strength. And I was like, whoa, I didn't want to sound like a dick. Like, I'm sorry. Please don't. I got annihilated. Okay, that's fine. The bad thing about that game is that, like, since you can pay for cards, like, there's certain guys with, like, much better cards. Like, you can still beat them, but it's just, like, especially if you've never seen that card before, you're just like, holy crap, what the fuck is that? And it's just like, yeah.
I don't even know how to counter this.
The first time, like, I got played, like, a secret card, somebody played a secret card against me, I was just like, I don't want to do anything right now.
Kevin, that sounds kind of familiar with our Marvel Puzzle Quest
escapades. That game.
Kevin's had a bad time with it. What else did you play this week, Dan? Dota 2, I'm sure.
I've been playing some DayZ.
Yeah?
Eh, it's okay. I mean, I feel like I'm waiting for a bunch of bugs to get fixed and stuff like that. Apparently, they're doing
like a big update. They're going to be like adding in structures and stuff like that later.
Yeah, they're also they have like what's called the experimental build, so like a beta of the alpha or something. I don't know.
Whoa!
But in Steam, a lot of games if you go into their properties, you can click to be part of like the beta version of whatever new release that they're having out. So that it's like that with Project Zomboid and also like that with DayZ, where you can play like their crazy fucked up version that they're
like, this hasn't been certified yet, but you can try it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think last time I was here I talked about getting ambushed by some guys.
Yes.
Yeah, out of the woods. Okay. Yeah, so I went back to that same ship like a couple nights ago, and then I fell through the floor and I was stuck inside the wall of the ship, and I was just walking around and I got kind of scared. I was like, I hope they're not thinking I'm hacking or something, because this is going to be bad. But after I logged in, logged out of a few servers, then it was okay.
It fixed itself.
Be cool if you were just trapped there forever.
I haven't met anybody interesting except, one guy was like following me for a while, and he was just like, yeah, we should stick together. And then we went into like a couple buildings, and then he's just talking, and then he just keeps getting farther and farther away. And I was just like, I thought we're searching
these buildings. He just left,
and he's just talking like while he's leaving. He's like, hey, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, I'm not really sure how to do this. I'm just like,
bye-bye.
Like, if that happened in real life, it would just be so weird. It would be like as if like I ran into you at the mall and I was just like, hey John, how's it going? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, you know, today, like, I just kept on walking away, and you're just like, you were staring at me when you started walking away. Like, you're walking backwards.
Peace.
But I just kept on talking. Like, you could
I got shit to do.
You could see my mouth moving down the road. It's just like,
why? My ear going, what?
Are you insane right now? I played, I can't think of what I played last week then. Oh, I've been playing more of that Valdis Story Abyssal City, or whatever it is. That Metroid
thing that you were streaming during
the
Broncos game.
That game's cool. I still like that game. I finally ran into an area where I realized that I shouldn't be. Because I was kind of kicking ass a little bit, and then I just was like, oh no.
Everything here is much stronger than I am.
I feel like I'm bad at that game, though. Like, I feel like I'm doing, like, stuff wrong. Like, I don't know.
Your Metroidvania skills are rusty, Dan.
My 2D fighting skills, platform, action-adventure stuff is not good. I don't know.
You need to brush up on your Mario, son.
Yeah. And then,
read your Nintendo Power. It's all in there.
Tips and tricks.
Adventures of Lolo, always in there. Hey, here's how you can get through this level in the Adventures of Lolo 3.
Fuck you.
You wasted space on this piece of crap.
Can you just like have one more game, other game than Adventures of Lolo?
Nobody wants tips on Adventures of Lolo 3.
Here's our fucking year of Star Tropics coverage.
Hey, that's a cool game.
Yeah, that's a cool game.
That had an awesome cover when they talked about Star Tropics too.
I liked it when they would have like the whole Super Mario like Super Mario 3 level. Like, kind of printed out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the supersized map. Yeah.
The maps were awesome.
Yeah, that was always cool. Especially as a kid, you're like, whoa.
Or any of the Mega Man levels.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck.
You don't know. Awesome. You're like, how did they get that in there? How did they take a picture of the whole level?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, you're just, yeah.
And then eventually you start to see where the seams are really bad in some of the shots.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, I get how they did it in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, so I played that. Yeah, that Valdez story is pretty good. If that's on sale, I would recommend people to pick it up because the music is really good. The animation's really good. The graphics are really nice.
Yeah, that art style looked
especially when it's cool. Blown up. Like, it's weird. There's no set resolution. There's screen ratio or screen size. It's like 1 times, 1.5, and 2. 2 fits my whole screen, so I don't understand, but... Whatever, and then there's like a ton of like, I mean, you're leveling up. Whenever you level up, you're leveling up like one of your ability scores, and then there's like a skill tree and stuff, and you can find stuff like more armor, and it looks like there's like a crafting system somehow or something. You have like ingredients, and then you take it to a blacksmith, and then he'll make like a piece of armor for you or something. So, yeah, that seems like a cool game. I don't know why I bought that. I think it was on a Steam sale, and I was just like, sure.
Whatever. I was confused seeing you play that on that stream, because it's like, this is a John game, or a me game, not a you game.
Well, it was on the Steam sale during Christmas, and then I was just like, yeah, I could have, like, yeah, I want a Metroidvania type of game. That'd be pretty cool.
Goddamn.
And it was like $7, and I was just like,
where's Shadow Complex 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I want to play that Strider.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That looks pretty darn good.
I hope
I'm gonna get that.
Because Jeff Gerstmann's was it Jeff Gerstmann was saying that he liked it.
Yep.
I was reading. I think it's an article on VentureBeat gaming section where they're like, "This is my new addiction."
Mm.
So I mean, it's getting good.
I want
reviews.
A solid Metroidvania game,
and I like Strider stuff.
Yeah, Strider was cool.
But yeah, the Valdez story is pretty solid. Let's see. And it's hard too, which is good. So I played a new game last night that I had from my Christmas gifts and stuff. I played War Game, European Escalation. Cause I've had it sitting there for a while. I think I forgot who gave it to me.
What?
Huh?
What is this?
War Game? So there's two War Games. I mentioned this before. There's War Game, European Escalation, and then there's War Game, Airland Battle. So it's like a RTS, I guess, a
so
little bit.
So do you play Matthew Broderick?
No.
Dialing into
no,
the,
that's War
the
Games?
Whopper?
Oh.
That's War Games. This is War Games.
So this is the prequel. When
yeah,
he's,
like
yeah.
Alien to Aliens.
It is Cold War. So
it's like 10-year-old Matthew Broderick
kinda,
on his computer.
It's kind of like, what's that game that...
building it? Huh? The computer, you know, he's building
No, it's nothing to do with the movie. Stop it.
But...
Stop it.
But Matthew Broderick.
It's not. There's no periods in between each letter.
Ali Sheedy. There were no periods in War Games.
I thought there was.
No. You're thinking Daryl.
Yeah.
Is this like, is this like Project X?
No. That's the monkey game. That's the Monkeys in Space movie.
No. Wasn't Project X the party movie?
No. It's Monkeys in Space with Matthew Broderick.
No, what's the movie recently where they're partying in their house and stuff? Is Project X also?
That's they stole weird. That title.
They should like meld that. Can you do that? Apparently.
Obviously you can.
I thought you can't do that, right?
Because
it's not even like a remake of the Matthew Broderick monkey movie. But they just called it Project X, and they're just partying in the movie. Yeah. That movie's okay.
There might be punctuation difference to try and make it seem different.
Yeah, I think there was a dash in.
Yeah, there's no Helen Hunt in the new movie either, so.
Well, that's good.
You don't like Helen Hunt. I know this.
I think she's annoying. I watch too much Mad About You, which is
another bad
that was
show.
That was your problem.
That was my first problem.
Look, I admit
the
it.
Second problem was that you watched Mad About You. I admit it. I had a problem. Well, you
that
know
Paul
what?
Paul Reiser, he's real hilarious.
You know what? We had basically one TV in the living room, and my mom dictated what we watched. It wasn't like, you know.
No, it's okay.
I'm not like,
that's why I watched so much 60 Minutes.
I wasn't one of these.
Same here.
I wasn't one of the. Yeah, 60
Sunday
Minutes.
Sunday night, 7 o'clock, it was Mom's watching 60 Minutes.
We watched, who was your nightly news anchor? Ours
we
was
didn't
Tom,
watch nightly
oh,
news,
okay. My, ours was Tom Brokaw.
Oh,
we
Dan
watched,
Rather.
We watched NBC.
I think we watched ABC News is what we watched.
Oh, Ted Koppel?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we're all different.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How did we get along?
Freezing of America. One time,
the greatest generation.
One time, Tom Brokaw had a fleecing of America, and it was the Interstate H3 highway in Hawaii. I was like, "Look, we're on TV." Oh, that sounds bad.
Hey, I should be upset about.
Why
this.
Are we not? Why are we not? Why are we building that?
Anyway. The Hawaiian Interstate.
Yeah, three. There's three.
Three interstates.
That's the third one
that go.
That's one of the most expensive
in one state.
One of the most expensive freeways in America. Yeah.
The Bridge to Nowhere.
A couple people died making it. Then they burrowed through like a couple mountains. It's actually a really nice drive. It's pretty cool.
Did they burrow in and find lava?
No, but
did they awaken some ancient Hawaiian god?
Yeah, because they're going across a couple like sacred parts of like ancient Hawaiian stuff that nobody even built. Like there's no houses around there. And, like, yeah, and a couple of people died, so it became, like, you know, like, oh, man, it's fucking cursed.
Kamehameha is upset.
Because Hawaii is, like, super superstitious.
The haunted highway.
You don't drive on H3.
No pork over the Pali. There's a Pali highway that connects, like, Honolulu with the northern part of the island. And the superstition is that you're not supposed to bring pork over there. Over the Pali Highway across the mountain, because it's like, I don't know actually what the origins of it, but it's just like, it's like a thing. Like, you're not supposed to do it. I mean, I don't believe it, but I've heard enough, like, you know.
You don't take stories. Pork on the highway.
I've heard enough. Well, you can take pork on the highway, you just can't go over the pass.
But
like once you go,
what if you're buying a McRib? At
look,
McDonald's?
Wait.
Don't worry, there's no real pork in a McRib.
This is what I'm leading up to. Okay, so one time we're going up there because we're gonna do like, I don't know, ska band practice or whatever fuck I was doing at that time when I was a teenager. So we were driving. I think it was like in Chris Yap's car. I don't know if Darnell was with me, but we had a bunch of people. And so
friends
we,
of the podcast.
So we started eating. We went to Burger King, right? So we're eating Burger King, and then I think I looked over to my friend, like one of my friends. I was just like, "Is that a bacon in that Whopper? Is that bacon Whopper?" He's like, "Yes." He's like, "We're going over to Pali, dude." He's like, "Oh fuck!" And it's like, and then we all just, like, eat it, hurry up, eat it. And then somebody's just like, "Dude, we're still taking it over. It's in his stomach." It's like, "Oh fuck, you gotta shit it out." It's like, no. We passed without
incident.
Yeah.
Did you play anything else this week,
Dan? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, War Game.
Matthew Broderick.
So it takes place in Cold War. Uh-huh. And I think it's like 1975
Professor
or something.
Professor Falcon. Gotcha.
So stuff, you know, the usual, like whatever, for whatever reason, the East Germans decide to like start fighting West Germany.
You learned from Joshua.
And,
gotcha.
And
there.
Then, so shut up. It's not War Games.
So he hasn't grown up be Ferris Bueller yet. So he hasn't met Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. We're here with you. We're listening.
We get it.
I want to know what games are on your list that you're going to sell soon. That's how it started. He wanted to know what the
would
games
would you
are.
Like to play a game?
No. It seemed like a dumb game anyway, even for its
yeah,
time.
That was dumb.
Fuck, there was better games than that.
I had a Commodore 64. I could do a lot better than that.
Fucking
my favorite part in that movie is where he's just like, "Oh, look, this is my grade is a B. I'm going to, whoa, wait, I think we should get an A." And say, like, what? That's so dumb.
You know you wanted to hack into your school and change your grade.
Yeah, when I was 8. I don't think that it works that way. I don't think a lot of teachers use computers to keep track of your grades.
No, but your administration does because they have to print out those report cards on something.
I don't know. If I remember, like, elementary school back then, a lot of the report cards were, like, written.
But he was in high school.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they would have.
Report cards.
Yeah.
I don't think they had computers advanced enough to have, like, real.
Oh, my shit had dot matrix.
Yeah, but the thing is also, like, even if that computer was, like, I mean, even if they did store stuff on the computer, why would it be connected to the
modem?
Why would it be connected to a modem?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because nobody knew what that shit
was. It's in Seattle. Seattle's high tech.
Was that supposed to be Seattle?
Yeah, he was. I know in it was in the
north. Yeah, I grew up in Seattle area. We did not have that technology.
I know it was.
You grew
in
up
Washington.
In South King County, Kevin. There's a difference.
Seattle was pretty bad back then. It was sad.
Yeah, that was you know, last one out of Seattle turned out the light.
Yep, you know that.
That was a different time. Not this, like,
everyone comes Seattle. It's groovy.
Buy $5 coffee. Woo!
So how's this war game, Steve?
War game is kind of cool. It's like that one game. What's the RTS that we had that we got for that was Cold War era, and we saw it PAX, and we even got like the World in Conflict.
Oh.
So it's kind of like
the empty party that we went to.
That was sad.
Yes, it was.
We did get to
everybody
play the game.
Everybody was like, "Come try the game." I'm like, "I don't want to play this. This game looks bad."
He's like, "Here's a ticket for an alcoholic beverage." All right, now let's go.
I'm gonna drink my booze and I'm going to leave. They had a big ice sculpture.
Eventually, there was some people there, but it was
still sad.
Not, yeah,
it was sad.
But this game's kind of cool. I mean, it's in the same vein where it's not really base building and stuff. You can capture certain points so you can get reinforcements that come in and everything.
So is it Company Heroes style then?
Yeah, a little bit. It seems like it's more focused on vehicles and stuff, like infantry units are really just to hold certain points and stuff. And it's like it's pretty hard, and it's cool because they got like.
So it must have been made by Europeans.
Yeah, it's definitely like they're pronouncing all the German words like super like accurately and stuff, and then like some of them are like super long, like I'm just like, oh, that wouldn't fly. It's like, oh, the second Panzer the Fagenfrugen
Schmargenstein.
Yeah, Schmargenstein, and they're going to Bundeswander.
Bundeswagen.
Yeah, you have to take checkpoint Charlie in Bundeswagen. It's like, cool. This is cool. I like it. Yeah, it's.
Are you playing the Americans?
No, you're basically playing NATO. So right now I'm playing mostly West Germans.
Einswein.
Because technically, like, the other powers haven't come into the war yet. It's okay. Only East. Well, I'm only in, like, the third mission. So it's East Germany, West Germany. I did have to save, like, a British patrol that was, like, I guess stationed on the border at some point. And then so they're coming into contact. So now there's, like, threat that everybody's going to get involved in the war and it's going to go crazy, which makes me wonder, like, is this game like four missions long because they just not launched the nukes and then we're done?
So what you need to do then is you need to travel back in time and then you kill Hitler.
Yes.
And then Stalin takes over all of Europe except for the Americans, and the British are fighting him off.
Mecha Stalin.
And then you have Tesla coils. And
Command and Conquer. Nice.
And you have crazy tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
And psychics.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what I always love with these Cold War games is, like, why isn't everybody just, like, not just, like, launching nukes? Like,
Did you not see Red Dawn, Dan?
They kept telling us that this is what happens. If they come over the, whatever, the something pass in between East and West Germany, there's like a plain or something that's like the main part where if there was ever an invasion, that this is gonna happen, like within like 10 minutes everybody's just nuking each other.
It's Red Storm Rising, Dan.
Red Storm Rising. So yeah, the game's pretty cool. It's very hard because it doesn't give you a lot of like, hey, this is how you should fight. It's more like, hey, this is how you need to deploy units. You click on this, you click on this. This is how you move, you click on this. And then it's just like, you can capture these. And it's just like, can you tell me how to fight? Because everybody's kicking my ass right now. Yeah.
You learn your troops better, Dick.
Yeah. It's like, it's there.
Einswein. Build ein Troops.
Yeah. There's a lot of units, too. It's very detailed. like actual units. There's not just like tank or big tank. There's like, you know, Panzer 1A 7B 45, and then there's like Panzer 14 7A 45, and I'm just like, I don't know what the difference between these are.
This one has 5 more points of armor.
Yeah, this one takes more deployment points to deploy. I guess he's better. Oh, he seems crappy.
I could have built 2 of that other tank.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I think I probably played a couple other games, but yeah, I guess the game that I've been playing mostly is Dota 2.
It's Dota 2.
Dota 2 is really good. I'm very surprised how much I like that game. And how much I like it more than League of Legends. Because I think the main difference is League of Legends is very stodgy in its strategy. Like, there's like one way to do it, and that's kind of it. Like, you have a guy in the middle lane. You have, like, I think 2 people in the bottom lane. 1 person in the top, and then 1 person jungling. If you don't have a jungler, then it's really hard to compete. But in Dota 2, there's very, very different strategies, and depending on, like, your characters and stuff like that, And then all the characters are really vastly different, whereas League of Legends seemed like a lot of them were just copies of each other with slight differences. Like, there's this one where we were fighting this, is called, the character's called Broodmother. It's like a big spider. And she can walk through, like, all of the forest and stuff. Like, all the parts where you're not allowed to go to, you can just walk right through it. And she can just hang out in there. So she can escape a lot of times. Oh, and then, like, a lot of the forest is destructible, which is different from League of Legends. Because there are certain heroes with abilities that can, like, pave paths through it and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
So you can play as a lumberjack.
Uh-oh, the barbarian's going to twirl through. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
watch out.
There's not as much spinning, but there are some guys who do spin to win. I've been mostly playing. I've moved on from Crystal Maiden, which is mostly a support character. I've been having a lot of success with this character called Bristleback, which is more like a tanky character. He's kind of cool because he only has the 2 of his abilities are passive, and then there's only 2 things to actually do.
Much so it's very not worried.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. This is simple.
Like, I only have to press 2 buttons.
There's one button that slows people that he spits a goo at them, and then the other button like throws out a bunch of spikes around him. And then the thing with him is that his spikes kind of stack on each other, so they can be cast every 3 seconds, and they last 14 seconds on a guy. So if a guy's already spiked and he gets spiked again, he takes double more damage.
And then
now he has 2 stacks on him. So you just keep spamming that thing. And then he has his passive ultimate. His ultimate that is the passive just makes him stronger every time he casts any kind of spell. So the spikes are the goo. So he just gets continuously stronger. He kind of builds up.
The longer he lives.
And then he takes like a lot less damage if he's hit from the sides, and a lot less more damage if he's hit from the back. So basically what you do, he's like the initiator. He runs in there throwing his spikes all over, shooting goo at people, and then when everybody turns around to fight him, he turns his butt to him, and then everybody kind of comes in, and then like basically I just run away and then I'll come back just throwing spikes and stuff. It's pretty fun.
Nice.
And then I've also been playing this one guy called Zeus, which is just kind of like a magician nuker type of guy. There's some crazy ones. Like there's this character, this new one called Terrorblade, which everybody's really bad at. But he's supposed to be pretty good. The Daily Dota stream on Giant Bomb had a good. Brad was playing him, and he had a good run with him later on. But yeah, he just keeps making illusions of himself, and he can change between like range and melee attacks. So yeah, it's very cool. There's a very like nice flow to the game. Whereas it feels very different every time I play. Whereas like League of Legends felt very the same. I mean, you know, I've already played 40 hours.
That's a lot. That
game, and about I think I want to say a little over 50 matches. I've won maybe half of them, so I mean,
gotta get that KD ratio.
I usually higher. Try to wait for like my other friends to play, but I've tried a couple like well more Ran, than a couple of times.
Random matches.
I've tried a lot of random matches, and it's really bad.
Yeah,
it's either you just roll because everybody's like good, or there's just really bad. Those just okay. So a funny story. So we were playing right, and then we had a 4-man group.
But the, so we had one random, and the guy was just like talking all the time, like not voice chat, but just typing all the time. He was like, "You gotta buy blue wards, blue. Buy these. I need help on this." And then he just started saying, "God damn it, Brad, you're so Brad. Guys, stop being. You guys are Brad." And he just kept talking about Brad, and then we just kind of lost it. We're just like, and if, now it's the joke. Now it's just like anytime somebody fucks up, it's like, fucking Brad. God damn it, Brad. Or even when somebody like taunts us or something, it's like, oh, you guys are terrible, you noobs. Stop playing the game. It's like, fuck you, Brad.
That's the thing now.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost that game because we were laughing too much. Like, I was just like, everything that happened, it's like, I got to buy blue Brads. Like, oh man, my ultimate Brad doesn't work. Just substituting Brad for every game. We like at first, like Eric was like, "Are you talking about Brad Shoemaker?" Because he's kind of, you know, that's kind of like Daily Dota is like a well known thing. But the guy didn't respond because he was just butt loco insane. Yeah,
I thought he was in a different game.
I've met some crazy people. Not like I've met the offensive people.
Oh
like,
yeah,
it's the internet, whatever. But I've met like it's like just like. I mean, I'm going to guess that English is not their first language. I'm just going to guess. But just
go out on a limb.
Some people were just fucking ballistic. Like, just saying, like, nonsense. Like, it's just like, oh, why didn't you help me there, you Brad? Like, I don't understand what you're saying. It's just like, oh, there's this guy who kept saying my mouse, mouse stock. Stock. As in S-T-O-K. CE, and then he kept saying that, right? And we were just like, why are you saying this randomly, right? And why is it stock? I'm gonna guess you mean stuck. And then one of our friends was like, "Do you mean your mouse is stuck?" And then he wrote stock, and then he wrote up. Like, what?
He's making a stock out of mouse.
Even if stock is supposed
he's
to be
trolling you.
Even if stock is supposed to be stuck, right? How is your mouse stuck up?
Because that's an attitude. So stuck
he has,
up.
He has an old ball mouse, Dan, and the ball is stuck up in
the. Who has a ball mouse?
Yeah.
Eastern Europeans.
Who the fuck has a ball mouse? Oh my god. That one made. Yeah, he just kept saying it too. And it is just like, what are you trying to tell me? Like. It feels like
help me understand.
It feels
you.
Like you're trying to tell me something really important.
He's trolling you.
Help me help you.
I don't know. I don't know if he was trolling. It just felt like he was trying to tell me something important. And I was just like, I wish this language barrier wasn't here because I don't know what mouse stock is. Do you have a lot of mice in your warehouse? I have a lot of my stock is up. Yeah. You want to buy some mouse?
It's like when you
this is why I play Dota, to sell mice.
It's like when you take some bones, put them in a pot with water, and make like beef stock. He's making mouse stock.
Yeah. Computer mice stock.
I put the mouse in the pot.
Yeah, I've recorded a couple times, but like I also feel like I'm not good enough to actually post anything.
Just post it,
and I don't want people to make fun of me.
Sure.
I've kind of gotten past the point though. I don't care that people.
Like, you don't care if you're not as good as they think you should be.
Yeah, somebody was just like, "God damn it, why'd you like block me on this thing?" I was like, "Eh, who cares?" They didn't respond, and I think Eric said, "Like, God damn it, Brad." All right, I'm good.
Kevin, what'd you play this week? Aside from Marvel Puzzle Quest,
which I'm pretty much phasing that out. Oh no, the difficulty got stupid on it. Like, I'll start a mission or something, and it's like, you know, you'll have a range of trivial, which is, you know, gray, low difficulty, up through deadly or red. And for some reason, after I go through, like, on a multi-day, like, mission, like, they're as thick as thieves that lasted for a week. After I go through about three or four missions, all of a sudden, everything is reset to deadly difficulty. And
something weird with their algorithm. I'm sure they'll fix it. They have to, because the region I was in was I was getting, you know, getting the trivial stuff to start out too. But once it readjusted it, I was generally getting missions that were listed as deadly. But instead of them being like 100 levels over me, they were more like 20 to 30 levels over me. And I was still able to beat them.
See,
so.
You're lucky because my characters, like I have a level 69. That's my highest one. Everything else is around 50. Yeah. Storm is 69. Well, everything that, else, though, is around 50. The lowest battle I face is like 120.
Yeah.
And the higher ones, like what should be the almost too hard to beat, but I could barely squeeze through, those ones are all maxed out at 240, which is as high as it gets.
Yeah, that's like I said, I have a feeling it's just, it's something that they tried on their adjustment, their algorithm or whatever they did for their difficulty adjustment.
Yeah, it is still a beta game.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they've made a bunch of changes to it over the past, like, week or so.
Yeah,
they've had a couple of weird updates.
Oh, the worst thing is there's an update. I downloaded it, and missions were set back to where they should be. I fought one mission, one battle. Everything reset back to deadly again.
So on that mission set, the Thickest Thieves, I got in there right when it opened up, like right when it unlocked. So they weren't doing any adjustments. So I plowed through everything on that mission under the trivial setting and got a whole bunch of points.
That's what I was able to do on this new one, hard mode.
Yeah,
I went through, beat everything I could that, you know, didn't require Daredevil, who I don't have.
Yeah.
Beat everything, and then it reset, and I go in. And now, like, there's a mission that I beat enough times to get every reward for it, and it's now level 240 of everyone.
No, the only thing that bothered me about the Thickest Thieves one is that when they first opened it up, all the rewards that were on it were, like, they actually had, like, modern Hawkeye covers and things like that to start.
Oh.
That's what they were offering. And then I plowed through them all. And then the next day, they popped over to, like, the super hard difficulty. And then the next day, they changed all the rewards on it. So there were no more, like, Hawkeye covers and any of that stuff. I was like, oh, I'm going to spam these until but it was really late. So I'm like, oh, I got to go to bed because I got work tomorrow. And then I woke up the next morning. I looked at them. I'm like, oh, they changed the rewards, bastards. I was so close to just farming these out.
I'm thinking I'm just going to play it once per day, get the daily reward. And, oh no, if they fix it, cool, I'll jump back in the game. If they keep doing this shit, I mean, I didn't pay any money. I haven't tipped the pot on it, so.
I can't say that I'm in that boat. I've actually tipped them quite a bit. Because I enjoy the game I'm enjoying it a lot, so. That might change.
How much money have you spent on it?
I'm not going to say.
Oh. More than $20?
Yes.
Oh.
More than $200?
No.
More than $30?
Yes. Oh. I've made like once a week purchases on it. So the way I look at it is that I am not, if I'm spending something once a week on it and it's a set amount, it's like, oh, well, if I were to get a coffee every day from a coffee place, that would be the same expense. But out of this, I'm getting lots of hours of enjoyment out of it. So I consider it an hour's played versus, you know, how much I'm spending on it.
So you're playing an MMO on your iPhone?
Pretty much.
Elder Scrolls Online came out.
Didn't come out yet.
Did it not come out
yet? They announced, like, the Imperial Edition for it.
Oh.
But speaking of MMOs, I played something else. Kevin, what else did you play this week?
Okay. Oh, yeah, keep going.
I was interrupting you, but yes, I will. I have something.
All right, so I went for a blast from the past.
Yes, you showed me this when you came here today.
I went for my favorite game of all time.
You felt you needed something warm and comforting after Marvel Puzzle Quest kind of
tool time.
Exact Home Improvement on SNES.
No.
Yes.
Well, I'm partial to Toy Story on the Super Nintendo.
Pitfall: The Mayan Adventure.
The only Tom Hanks Super Nintendo game.
I played that a lot. I don't remember if I liked
Guts.
Well,
oh God, no.
Less said about that, the better.
Do you have
I'm surprised that you want to bring that up. I felt like you almost broke down.
I almost did.
We almost broke you down.
We almost had a bad time.
So what'd you play, Kevin? What is your favorite game?
So I have it on PS1 disc.
Yes.
Which I can play on PS3.
Yes.
But so with how good Sony is, where you could buy a PS1 game digitally on PS3... play it, you could download it on your Vita. You know, they have that great ecosystem. I decided I want some Xenogears on the go. So this morning, download Xenogears.
How much is that game on their
store? $10.
That's actually a good bargain. Yes, that's a good price.
That's cheaper than some of the Square games that are on iPhone.
Yep. It's cheaper than Final Fantasy pajama pants.
Like that Chaos Ring was like $20 or something.
Yeah, especially for a game that gives you as many hours of gameplay as that game does.
I mean,
two CDs.
I got, like I said, I think I've told this story on the podcast, but I got about 50 hours into that game. I got to that tower the first time, the big tower.
Tower of Babel. That one, that's the one place in a game where I really didn't like it because of all that damn platforming. And the fact every time you jump on one of these platforms and the camera is somewhat locked, mm-hmm. you only get three angles.
Yep.
So you can't line up your jump properly. If you miss, you went back far. If you get it correct, every time you jump on those elevators first time, you have to face a like small kind of mini boss fight, which means, and once you fight, then the elevators start moving permanently. They're moving up and down in a cycle, which means later on, if you fell down and you're trying to jump on a previous elevator, get back up. If you time your jump wrong or angle it wrong, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides that area, it's my favorite game. I mean, the story is really cool. Mm-hmm. Story is really deep. I love that combat system.
That's the thing I like the most about that game.
You know, combining
it was one of the best like RPG combat systems I think that they I've played.
Yeah, it's so fun. You know, you have your weak, strong, and medium attacks. You could end up getting your special moves, you know, chain them together. Mm-hmm. You could save up your AP points so you could, like, unchain massive combos of your specials. I mean,
that and the way they did the way the combat actually unfolded once you set up your combo looked cool, too.
Yeah.
When your guys were actually executing the attacks, I think that looked really awesome.
I always liked how if you did the built-up combos instead just doing the regular strong or weak strong, then you do like your special move. But if you saved up your points, I loved how when you unleashed the massive combo, it'd go through the animation so quickly. Mm-hmm. So it just looked like something completely insane.
It was like DBZ when they were fighting in their super fast mode.
Yeah, the Kayakan. Kayakan times 10. Dan just had a look.
Was there, who's the character designer on that?
In Xenogears?
Yeah, was there, is there somebody famous? You don't remember, like, Chrono Trigger was Toriyama.
Yeah, I don't know who designed Xenogears.
I don't think it's anyone famous, as far as I know.
Probably somebody famous in the Final Fantasy and the Square, like, realm, but
yeah, maybe somebody famous in Japan.
Yep. He's big in Japan.
But I love that game. I mean, I've played through it, you know, a good 10 times. Mm-hmm. And each time, you know, takes anywhere from, like, 55 to 75 hours. So
it's a good job.
Good investment. Yeah. My one thing I'm wondering, I don't know how this works. So what I love is I bought it on the Vita. While it's downloading on the Vita, I turn on my PS3, download it on the PS3. So I don't know if this works or how it works. I know PS3 has cloud saves if you've got PS Plus. Can you cloud save between the Vita and the PS3?
I don't know.
So I'm curious.
Let us know, Kevin.
I'm curious of that because that'd be really cool to be playing Xenogears on the go. Then when I get home, it's like I want the big screen and a more comfortable controller because holding the Vita after a while, my hands are too big. But yeah,
that game's good.
That game, so good.
You said you played something else though this week too, Kevin, didn't you? Or was that it?
That is it.
Oh wow, light week. Dan's the one who's been playing all the games.
I barely played anything because fuck, this week I've been reading NFL news.
I gotta keep that Steam rating up.
Yeah,
gotta keep my 10.0.
Sure.
I don't know how you get a 10.0.
Okay,
but you can get a 10.
You're the steamiest guy there is. Mm. Steamy.
So aside from Marvel Puzzle Quest, I only played one other thing this week. I downloaded something this week, Dan.
Let me guess.
Okay.
The Old Republic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing the Old Republic. You're playing it.
I downloaded
The Old Republic.
Why? I downloaded that. Why? I don't know. I wanted to see what had happened.
Well, what
My character's
happened?
Still there.
Well, yeah.
With all his stuff.
Dude, I logged into fucking
Lord of the Rings Online.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings Online. My fucking character's still there.
I was right where I left him in the main spaceport. And so what I tried to I respect because they gave me all my points back.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect him. Mm-hmm. And then I logged out. And then I logged back in this morning. And I'm like, you know what? I want to see if I can finish that storyline mission that I wasn't able to do last time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Still can't do it. Got all the way to the end of the storyline mission. But as a free player, you have a limited number of medical probe droids now. You know, they're like res on the spot ones. So I used up all of those getting to him, getting to the last boss there.
What?
Yeah. You have to. That's a resource you can buy now.
Now you can't. Now you can't resurrect.
Not on the spot. You can go back to the beginning of the area.
I don't think you could ever really res on the spot.
No, the probe would come down and revive you right there. You would be invulnerable for a short period of time, and you would just run away from whatever mob you were at.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to. I would. The only reason why I would download that was just to see what it would be like on my new computer.
It looks good.
Because it was running really janky on my other computer.
It runs silky smooth on this laptop. That's what I will say.
Works on John's computer.
So yeah, I
worked so hard for spaceman outfit.
I know. I just want to see.
I spent so much time on this.
There were a bunch of things in my mailbox too, like anniversary stuff. They're like, here's some fireworks for the first anniversary.
The game came out in 2011, December.
Yeah. And then there was the second anniversary stuff in there, too.
Did it have more fireworks?
No, it was something else. I got, like, a Tauntaun pet. I don't know. I'm just fooling
around.
What's
new in the game? Did they release? Is there, like, new planets?
You can
stuff?
Get up to 55 now, and then there's, like, a whole new expansion that you can buy called the Hutt Cartel. I don't know. I was just fooling around.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Every once in a while, have to go back.
It took
to
me
a
couple, like, I was like, oh, God, I don't remember what the, because, like, all my quick bars and stuff were still there for the most part. I had to do a little, like, moving around. But, like, I'm like, I don't remember how to play this character anymore. Man, what's the sequence that I do?
Who am I?
Nah, I shouldn't say I wish that game was better.
I
played all the way to the end. I did, like, a ton of. I did a lot of the end game content
War
and stuff
zones
like that. I spent like a good 3 months on that game, like solid, and played it all the time. So I can't really complain.
Yeah,
it's more like, you know, what do you do after 3 months in an MMO? I was talking to Brandon about this last night because he was just like, we were taking a break from Dota because we played like 3 games in a row, and he's just like, let's take a break or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were kind of thinking of games to play. We were like, you know, like, oh, we could play this co-op. And then, I don't know, man. And then I was like, well, we could play, like, you know, Elder Scrolls Online eventually. Like, you know, I think that's coming out soon. And he's just like, yeah. So, like, I'm not even into MMOs anymore. And stuff like that, because he used to be hardcore into.
Well, he was
like,
the
grinding.
It would be
just
Brandon in first, and then he would drag David in, and then
he'd leave.
Then he'd leave, and David would still be stuck there. Yeah, you would eventually join David.
It's just too grindy. Yeah.
I still remember Brandon was first person I ever saw playing an MMO when he's playing Ultima Online way back when Scott first met him.
Yeah,
I just
when they're roomies.
When we got Dark Age of Camelot, and Rick stuck. He's like, I got Ultima Online. All of us are playing Dark Age, and he's playing Ultima Online.
He's running around naked.
Naked. And there's a guy on a black horse, and he's nude on that horse. And Rick told us, you run away from those guys.
That's what I do in real life anyway.
I do that in real life.
There's a naked guy on a black horse chasing me.
But
run.
It's really like, I think we've talked about this subject before, but I was thinking about it last night. I think it's like the whole, that whole sense of wonder is like no longer there because before, there was never any games like that, right? A huge open world that you could just walk from one end to the other, and like all of these people are playing all at the same time with you and stuff like that, even though the games were crap. Because like Dark Age of Camelot was not very good. I mean, those games are not very good compared to other games.
You shut your mouth.
Look,
you
hey,
shut,
I played it. I played it a lot too, and I have very fond memories of it.
You, but, of all people, should know how good that game was because you played it with the minimal amount of actual game looking game in there.
Look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have played those games, but I'm just saying compared to like even like action or RPG games of that same era, like it's not very good.
The Salisbury green texture.
It's not very, they're not very good games. It's just, I mean, but the appeal to it was like, it was just a huge world. I could walk from one end to the other, and there's like, you know, thousands of people playing with me. And I don't know, maybe that awe and wonder has just faded away.
Hey, Dan, we're northeast of you. Where's your compass?
No, my favorite was like, you ask the guard for directions, and then he just hops and then points in a certain direction. And then you're just like, thanks.
which way to Camelot?
You're pointing at a mountain. You do know that, right? It's a fucking impassable mountain that you're pointing to. Yeah, it's behind a mountain.
Yep.
Well, and how do I get around?
Find the giant lizard.
Now, I always tried to find... I remember like having a hard time finding the lady in the lake. Because I had a quest to do something about her or something.
Do something about her. I need to get rid of her.
Yeah. So, yeah, I might jump in there a couple more times. I don't know.
No, just, you know, evict her. You know, just a rental.
Steal the sword.
Listen, you're going to be the lady. Prices. You're going to be the lady of the low rent apartment.
What's the thing in New York? The rental stuff. You know the rent price?
Control.
Rent control. Oh, yeah.
You're going to be the lady of the rent control apartment.
Yeah, I need her to pass over her rent control to me so I could actually afford to live in the city.
By way of breaking news, according to YouTube, we have a new video on YouTube.
We do.
They told me congratulations.
Who did that?
John did that.
We have a gameplay
while
video.
While we were recording?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Wow, that's multitask.
Yeah, my laptop.
More like multiple lives.
My laptop does all kinds of stuff now. It can actually record us and do something else now.
I remember your old one couldn't even record us.
Sometimes. It was just weird, too. Like, sometimes it would just be like, nope, we're not doing this right now. We're not doing this.
Did it freeze? Wait, let's see. Okay, it was recording.
Yep. It was great.
But now we got Zoopapa.
Yes, indeed.
Who's Zoopapa?
Zoopapa is...
Oh, we did play that game last week.
Yeah, we did for some content.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
It's kind of Snow Bros or Bubble Bobble type of style.
Except you use your children as weapons.
You're throwing your babies. And there's only four of them, and... They'll follow whoever picks them up, but if you run past each other, you'll swap.
There's no rhyme or reason to that.
There was a big, like...
it's like Proto Pikmin?
Kind
of. When you're throwing your other people, the people of your civilization?
There is one...
But they don't actually attack. They just basically keep a guy stunned.
And then if you touch the guy while he's stunned, if there's a lot of babies on him, it'll explode outward, and that's how you hit bosses.
And they explode in the stars, and the stars twirl, and they do damage to the boss.
Although you can also just throw them at the boss and do a little damage.
Yes.
And they'll bounce off.
Yeah.
One boss was a Japanese, like, actor.
Kabuki man,
who, he would jump around real big. And then all of a sudden, sushi would fly out of him.
Yeah, he would
giant
shoot sushi
nigiri.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You'll watch the video and you'll be stunned.
It was awesome.
We also played.
Yeah,
I played
Magician
some
Lord
Magician
and,
Lord,
and like a really bad Zelda,
Newtopia.
Yeah,
it's not really bad. It's just
I watched like 5 minutes of it. I was like, this is a really bad Zelda.
By the way. Just remember, whenever you watch any of our videos, turn on closed captioning.
For extra fun.
Weird.
Oh, really?
On Newtopia, I took a picture and put it on my Facebook, where it was essentially talking about, we were apparently talking about, saying, like, don't worry, brothers, their members are hard. And it's like, why are we talking about penises? Hard members.
So, yeah.
You know, you never actually officially introduced the podcast.
No, this is
episode 70. You should do that, and then we'll go to break.
This is episode 70 of the Infinite Lives podcast. I'm joined by Kevin and Dan.
Hey.
I'm your host, John. The other Dan is out sick today. It is Saturday, February the 1st of 2014.
Mm. Super Bowl Sunday!
And we'll be back in a minute to talk some news and other topics.
The following editorial does not reflect views of Infinite Lives podcast nor its members. These are my views and my views alone. Remember, we want you to stay safe out there, so no matter what, if you see a naked dude on a black horse, run. And now, back to the Infinite Lives podcast. Go Hawks. So, I forgot, you know, I actually played a different game. I did forget one.
What'd you play?
So remember, I kept waiting for the free Vita games. And then I got Worms, which was shit.
Oh, yeah, and then the other game that they talked
Smart
about.
Smart Ass.
Yes.
So it's supposed to be like a brain age, you know, when the Nintendo DS
supposed to be like a brain age.
So it asks you all these questions, like, how old are you? What's your birthday? All of that stuff.
ASL.
And, yeah. And now I'm going to have a date with her. She says she's really hot, and I'm going to meet her at Sizzler in New York.
By the Central Park.
The one downtown.
The one downtown.
I don't know where Sizzlers
are. There's no Sizzlers in New York.
There might have been because I was a sexy young teen. I hooked up with some dude off of like ICQ or something.
AIM.
I think that was IRC.
IRC. Yeah, remember, I was Brooke. I was asked ASL. And it's like, I'm in New York, and, well, I'm Brooke, so obviously I'm a hot chick.
We're internet degenerates.
Yeah.
You guys are the worst.
I was sexy up even, it came all over my keyboard.
I'm sure you did.
Dan was trying to get kicked out of a family-friendly one, and he was cybering himself.
Yep.
Didn't
I
get kicked
this.
Out,
I
and me. Then Dan goes, anyone wanna fuck? And finally got kicked out.
I was like, oh, I just have to be blunt about it.
Sexy Habib.
PSX Marines.
Remembers.
No new games in May.
Remembers sexy. Oh. I like Sexy Habib's catchphrase. I'm sexy, you're sexy, we all sexy. Mm-hmm. So, playing Smart Ass, that game just sucks. I mean, it's supposed to be like brain age. So, after all this time, it cannot recognize handwriting at all. So, one part is like, put in the missing letter in the word that shows up. So, the missing letter, I thought it was an S. Well, it took that as an N, and I got it correct. And then, like, I'll write a 7, and 7 will be taken as, I think it was an 8. It's apparently 7, 8, 9 or something.
You shut up right now. You shut up.
So anyways, the game sucks. And the regular price, if you don't have PS Plus, instead of being free, it's like $35.
What?
Yeah. So if anyone actually...
That's not quite as egregious as Angry Birds Star Wars being $60, but it's pretty close.
At least that's a good, if you like Angry Bird, that's a good game.
$60.
As opposed to free.
If I had to pick between the two, if I had to buy one, I would pay the $60 for Angry Birds. At least I would be able to play Angry Birds. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but at least that's a game I could play. I wouldn't want to play this smart-ass game for $35.
Oh, and you could play every day, too.
It's not a good investment either way.
You could play every day. And you go through 4 different challenges. Logic, language, mathematics, and something else. And essentially it's like, play through every day and you'll unlock more games play in free play. And it's like, why would I want to play these free play fuck you?
Why would I want to play these free play fuck yous?
So yeah, I played that and I'm never playing that again.
It's a free play fuck you game.
I'm going to delete it.
That's the genre. Free play fuck you.
I'll delete it.
Yeah, what do we got for what's in the headlines?
Time to check out the news.
Fleecing of America. Welcome to
News. So on news.
Good evening. I'm Ted Koppel.
How did Dan Rather sound?
Just kind of stodgy and old.
He was the most normal sounding out of those.
Yeah, I guess
he didn't have like anything.
He's still on the news. He's got his show on Access TV.
I thought he retired.
He does a news show on Access TV.
Yeah, he retired from the news, but that was it.
Are those the three bigs?
Yeah.
Is there another one?
Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. Okay, that's the other guy.
Peter Jennings.
Yeah,
Peter Jennings. That's who we watched on
Peter Jennings.
On ABC News.
Yeah, I thought Ted Koppel was more...
Yeah, he was Nightline.
He was Nightline.
Yeah.
Peter Jennings was
with
ABC
Ted
Koppel. News. Yeah. Hey guys, basket case is 20 years old today.
What's basket case? Oh!
You're old, Dan.
Yeah. Harry.
How to feel old today.
I still like that album. Dookie? That's a good album. I like that album.
I
can still listen to the whole thing.
I can't listen Green Day anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I listen to real punk. Yeah.
Oh, you went there.
I listen to my Black Flag. And my Dead Kennedys.
Whatever, it's Bad Brains or nothing.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Bad Brains, Dan, you with
me? I can't name another Suicidal Tendency song other than that one song.
Nobody can.
Yeah.
No one knows their music.
Name another Local H song, or any Local H song.
What is Local H?
They're a Seattle band, as far if I remember.
Yeah, what
correctly.
Was Local H known for?
I don't remember the name of the song. If I hear it, I recognize it.
Screaming Trees?
That's I Nearly
band?
Lost You.
That's not
No,
band.
That's not. But
I named the song.
Yeah.
Hey, I named the song.
Hey, Bad Religion, Social D. Social D is from
speaking
John's
of, speaking
neck of the woods.
Guitar Hero, Bad Religion. I heard that song on driving home from getting food one night, and I was like, I had a very, very vivid flashback to playing that song on Guitar Hero many, many times.
Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Oh.
Infected?
Yeah. You would hate me because I would always beat you on that song somehow.
Everything just kind of blends together with a lot of the musical stuff. Like, I can't remember what was on Guitar Hero 2 compared to Guitar Hero 1.
Guitar Hero 2.
All the rock band stuff just blends together to just like one kind of.
Well, that's because you could download all the songs together. Well, almost all.
Guitar Hero 3. Guitar Hero 80s. Guitar Hero
4 World Tour.
Fuck off. Guitar Hero Band Hero. No, it was just called Band Hero.
Yeah, that was dumb.
What's in the news, Kevin?
So a new Vita is coming out, but not to the US.
British gets the slim UK version of the PS Vita.
Oh.
Which, on one hand, I can't imagine this thing slimmer because my hand... Like, they say the surface area is still the same, but just slimmer. And it's like, my hands are too fucking big for this as it is. But it has a couple cool features.
What are those, Kevin?
It has 1 gig built-in flash memory. Not enough to hold, like, a huge game or anything, but you could download some small
games. Arcade-style games, yeah.
Xenogears. Uh-huh. That one's only 770 megs. So, yeah. And then also...
Wait, why was that on 2 CDs? Isn't a CD 700?
607. Oh. Well, the game itself might be that much. But that's...
Compressed.
Uncompressed.
Ooh, zip file.
Yep.
And then also...
It's an RAR file, Dan.
Fuck you.
RAR.
RAR.
It's a RAR file.
RAR. And also, they did something smart. They're getting rid of that damn proprietary charging connector and its actual micro USB.
Well, that's intelligent.
That's saying more things need to do. Because, I mean, your cell phone, your PS4 controllers, your PS3 controllers.
You know what Apple says to that? Fuck you.
Fuck you, buy our shit.
Lightning charger.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I still have one of the old iPhones with... Because I charge my Kindle with my Apple.
What?
Yeah. Because it's the same...
Those are the same plug?
Oh, no. I'm thinking about just the actual plug to go into the wall.
Oh, yeah. That thing's awesome.
Oh,
that's just a USB.
Those are universal.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Don't disregard everything I said.
It's like, what?
Stricken from the record.
By the way, you know what makes Sony real cool? When you buy a PS4 controller... They should give you the damn cable. I don't have enough cables for everything, so my Nexus tablet has not had any charging for, like, 3 months. Fuck you,
PS4.
If
the zombies come...
I won't have a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to leave me for dead.
Just like in Book of Eli, where he's just got that iPod. And it's just low on battery.
So Microsoft bought... Gears of War this week.
And it all comes back to movie stuff.
Yeah, yeah, see? This is why I mentioned Lone Survivor and then Gears of War.
And how real war is not like
Gears of War. I was going to mention it back in the front of the podcast.
Back in the front?
Look, I know the English.
Dog.
Dude, you best be get back in the front.
Hooked on phonic, work for me.
Mouse talk. Mouse talk.
Mouse talk. Mouse talk.
Mouse talk.
God damn it, Brad. Yeah, they bought Gears of War, so they're going to make more Gears of War. I haven't played a Gears of War since 2? I don't know if I ever played 3.
3 wasn't bad. I actually stopped in halfway through 2. I just didn't like the story where it was going. But 3 was entertaining enough. Yeah. Helmick and I played through that. But yeah, they're going to make more Gears of War games. They should just make the Coltrane Chronicles. That's all I want. All Coltrane, all the time.
Isn't that what Binary Domain is?
I don't know. You have to tell me, Dan.
Hey, I haven't even played that.
Oh,
hey, it's free on PS Plus.
I know. I got it on my thing.
Oh, nice.
I think I downloaded because I want to see Big Bo.
Well, 3DS has a free download, right?
The eShop, Four Swords.
Four Swords is on there.
That's right. We should all download
and then
that.
Then you could download also a demo of Bravely Default.
Did you download that, Dan?
No, I didn't.
I pre-ordered that.
I've been thinking about buying that.
I've heard it looks. It sounds like it might be pretty good.
The reviews I've read have said this is what Final Fantasy could have been after Final Fantasy IX.
Except they've decided. Well,
it's supposed
to
be a Final Fantasy game. Like it was originally developed to be Final Fantasy, but they decided to change it to change the name
because it didn't have enough buckles and.
Well, apparently, heroes. Apparently, in Japan, there's not enough clothes on a lot of stuff. You hear about that? So the one that we're getting in the
US it's censored,
Europe,
that's right.
There's like there's more clothes and then they up the age of everybody because Japan's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to do with race or whatever, but y'all just weird.
A little strange. Guys, I got some breaking news from a day ago. There's a new Ouya out.
Ooh. Yeah. Is it Ouya U or Super Ouya?
No, it's Ouya. Ouya. Oh. It looks black now instead of gray. It's got one tone instead of two.
Does the controller work?
Apparently it has an improved controller.
Oh.
It also has
anything would be improved.
Twice as much memory.
Oh.
It's got 16 gigs of internal storage instead.
That's cool.
And it's $130.
What?
Nice. You lost us. You had us, and then you lost us.
Just buy a DS.
Yeah.
So, Nintendo, I guess, has a new idea of how to salvage themselves.
No.
They've got three platforms now. The 3DS, the Wii U, and health.
What is up with the health thing? They were trying to do that back in the regular Wii, remember?
Wii Fit.
The vitality sensor's coming out.
They're all about that. Like, is that, like, their secret, like, passion? They're just like, you know what? We just want to make health products. That would just be really cool.
I picture...
If we could just diagnose you at home.
Satoru...
Is that, like, a Japanese thing that we just don't get?
No, it is, Satoru Iwata, he actually is in, like, one of those... Remember when Mr. Burns went crazy and had, like, the tissue boxes on his feet and saving his fingernail clippings?
He was Howard Hughes. Using it.
Yeah.
Get in.
That's what Iwata is like.
It's a spruce moose.
Everyone needs to be healthy. I love they had this flow model where it said, are you sick? Arrow points to yes and says, go to doctor. Arrow, no. And then it just shows like a bunch of me's. It's like, okay.
If you're not sick, eat more me's until you are sick, then go to doctor. I don't get what their mobile thing is. Like, is it a part of the game? Like, you get to play like part of it, or
it sounds like
is it just
ads.
A video?
Yeah, I don't
of
know.
The game. Is it like a? I don't understand what that is.
It's
they
stupid.
Should,
is
they
what
should
it
just
is.
Go all out if they're gonna go mobile. I mean, fuck, man, why not?
You
get
know what?
Some Mario on the mobile.
Why not make?
I don't know why I'm saying mobile.
Make companion apps. You know, like make a Pokédex. You know, have it where you could pull out your smartphone and check out the stats for your Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon. Pocket Monster.
And I'll just mention the one part of the whole thing, actually, the weirdest part that I thought was that they were saying, like, oh, we haven't actually tapped into the full potential of the Wii U gamepad.
Yeah, no
shit. And so this year, Miyamoto and his team is going to be working on that. And
I, you know what that, like, means? Wii Music 2.
But I was just like...
E3 announcement.
Dude, the thing has been out since...
Mic drop.
You're going to write the actual notes on the gamepad?
Yep.
Oh, fuck, this is 3-4, not 4-4. Oh, we're all fucked now.
You have to draw them out in real time. It's a time. It's a mini game that you have to write a piece of music in that short time.
Fuck, frame. I'm on the treble clef. I need to be on the bass clef.
Oh, A flat, not B sharp. Fuck you. I don't understand how they're just coming around now that they're going to be like, yeah, we're working on it now. It's been out since 2011, November.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have even Miyamoto been focusing on...
You mean 2012?
No, it came out... 2012, yeah.
Fucking
so
times.
Yeah, I still think we're in 2013. So this is like 2 years ago. Or two numbers ago. But anyway, so it's been out for a year and like 4 months or 3 months or whatever. And like Miyamoto's now just like looking at unlocking the thing. I mean, I don't know if that's just corporate speak or whatever, but it's just like he should have been doing that from the beginning. Cause
he was exploring a cave, Dan. Obviously.
See,
because remember he went to like mobile games for a bit or something. Wasn't he working on like one of their? He was working on something else for a bit. Like he wasn't working at Nintendo so much.
Where did you read this, Dan?
But yeah, they should have been working on that stuff. I remember with the Wii, everyone when it came out, it's like this controller is weird. Nintendo focused on it and showed what it could do. Like, Wii Sports showed off really well what it could do and sold that system to old people.
Yep.
Meanwhile, no one has been showing what this tablet can do except for using it not as a touch screen, but a second screen to, you know, play your game while TV's off. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on, just get to it.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, put the Virtual Console united across everything, like with the PS1 classics on the Vita, the PS3, and all of that. Unite it.
Yeah.
Honestly, the fucking ecosphere.
Don't know. No idea where they're thinking what they're going to be going for this year. So, I don't know. I'll play my 3DS when I can, and I'll turn on my Wii U if I ever feel the desire to play something.
I'll play my 3DS for Bravely Default, and that's probably about it.
All right, what else we got?
If you want to trade in your PS3 at the Microsoft store, you can get $100 off of Xbox One.
Okay. Is that more than I would get at GameStop?
Probably.
GameStop would give me like $25. They're assholes.
Or, of course, you go on eBay or Craigslist and sell it for...
Yeah, but then you have to deal with weird, creepy people.
Yeah, then somebody might stab you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you do it in public.
He might fucking mouse stalk all up in your shit.
Mouse stalk up.
He might Brad you.
That's Brad.
So Brad.
Did you see all the Microsoft leaks that came out this week?
What?
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of leaks.
There are a bunch of
rumors, unconfirmed. Rumors.
Yeah. Well, and of course, all the news agencies are like, we reached out to our inside source and they confirmed it. Like
our inside source is an anonymous poster on NeoGAF.
Yeah.
So I trust it.
Well, no, and then some of the other sites were like, we reached out to our own independent sources and they confirmed this stuff too. So
what's the leak?
There's a bunch of different stuff.
Supposedly a white
diskless version of the Xbox One will be coming later this year, apparently.
One cool. terabyte hard drive coming for cool. next one.
No, that just drives me nuts because that should have been in the box in the first place. But
yeah, I really don't get both Sony and Microsoft thinking less than a terabyte, considering they may sell discs, but both companies want you buy digital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like why put a fucking half a terabyte? 1 terabyte drives are dirt cheap.
Yep, you can get a 2 terabyte drive for like $80 now.
Yep.
This, again, kids, is why you should never buy anything on first day.
I had to. I once did it.
This is why you should never buy things on first day.
Whatever.
Oh, no. I've had enough fun.
Yeah.
Like, I need more fun, but...
Never buy anything on
I like playing that Max game.
Shut your mouth.
I like playing Max.
Maximo? Yeah, I like
Max, the Curse of Brotherhood. Oh. And also Peggle 2. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brothers is free on PS Plus.
Yeah.
Pick it up, everyone.
Anyone who has PS Plus, you have no excuse not to buy that game. Or not to get that game.
And then, of course, you know, I did have some fun on PS4.
Touch the Brothers.
Hey, Power Star Golf's pretty fun. You guys have played that.
Too bad it didn't record.
No.
Although
it recorded. All right.
It recorded a black screen with us in the corner in a camera.
It was like fucking like Contact. It's like, oh my God, you're gone for like 10 minutes, but somehow recorded 4 hours of black thinks, oh God,
somebody thought we were thought we were so high playing that game. They're like, they're not playing a game.
There's nothing there.
Is this theater of the mind? Am I losing my mind because I can't see the game?
We're playing Sebastian Joust. Johann Sebastian.
What is that?
I don't know.
We've seen it at PAX.
No, but what is it? Is it people, like, are they dancing?
They have the move controller. You have to tap the move controller, and it takes you out of the game while the music's playing. So the music's playing, then you move around. But when it stops, everybody stops. Like, you stop moving. So musical chair style.
Okay.
And if you keep moving, you get eliminated.
Oh.
But you also can touch the other person's move controller and eliminate them, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That actually sounds like it'd be kind of fun to try.
Yeah, like there are huge groups of people playing it at PAX.
Now we just need somebody with a move controller then three more friends with move controllers.
Now we just need them to fucking actually release it, because I feel like I've been hearing about Johann Sebastian Joust.
3 years. I'm pretty sure it's been at the last 3 PAXes.
It's like Firefall.
Yeah.
Which apparently is going through funding problems. No, they just got funded again. They got a private investor to kick in more like $20 million.
I thought that game came out already.
No, it is not out. No, 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 no.
No, no,
It went into open beta.
Okay,
and then,
so it's open beta.
And then they were like, oh, we don't think this whole PvP thing that we're basing the entire game on is actually a good idea. So we're kind of revamping the whole game.
That's like,
and then
they're and coming back at PAX this year with a bigger and better booth.
Yeah, they were gone this year, this past year. So now they're just gonna take over. It's gonna be the Firefall.
There was a Firefall like vacuum. Nobody knew what to do there. Yeah. It's like, wait, I don't know where I'm at. Where am I in relation to the Firefall booth? Oh shit, there's no Firefall booth.
Yeah, they just, I don't know if it was last week or this week, but they just got more funding. For what? What
is that? Just give it to the guy, give it to Chris Roberts. He's at least making something I want to play. More Star Citizen money. I mean, they got 37 million. What's another couple?
I do like hearing though about the games that fail get kickstarted that end up like still existing.
Oh, so in addition to the white console, the white discless console, there's also a rumor of a Titanfall special edition console coming out.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean,
it's not surprising.
It's like anytime there's a big headline, you know, AAA title, there's always a special edition.
That controller looks pretty slick though, the special edition controller that they've released for it already, the pictures for it. I like it.
All I know is I don't care for Titanfall. And Dan's getting on PC.
Titanfall. I've seen videos of it.
I've seen things.
It looks ridiculous.
Does look pretty cool. What else were they rumored? They talked about a Forza Horizon game coming out later this year. Another one of those.
Okay.
There was another. Apparently, they're going to do another HD Halo. So Halo 2 anniversary, as opposed to in addition to Halo 1. The anniversary game they did on the 360.
Okay.
You can run through the library in HD.
No, that's one.
Back and forth.
And number two, you play half the game and it's really cool, and then suddenly, like, you're playing the alien guy, and then you're just like, I wish I was just
the Arbiter?
Arbiter. I wish I was just Master Chief, because this is what I wanted to do.
This is not the game I paid for.
No, Dan. That wasn't the worst part of that game.
And then at the end, you're like, oh, we're going to
finish the fight.
And then it's like credits.
Oh. The funny part was, I remember us playing that, and you like, no, like, we got to that point, and you're like, oh, shit, this is what's happening, isn't it? I read about this. And then, let's go finish the fight. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Credits. And you're like, God damn it.
And you only got to finish the fight on another console several years later.
Yep. We played through that, though.
Halo 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
We played that with Steven, remember? We
actually played a lot of Halo 3, actually. That was the most I played of the Halos.
The Halos.
Because I played that multiplayer a lot. Then I got one of the offshoots.
ODST?
Yeah, you ODST. Had that.
I didn't like that too much because I wasn't Master Chief.
We played one level of that together, and then...
Orbital dropship trooper!
We didn't care.
Which is cool, the first time it happened, and then I was just like, oh, I'm not Master Chief.
I didn't get to be Master Chef.
You know the thing that stopped me from Halo games? Halo 2, I was playing co-op with Bree. On one hand, I didn't care for the weapons as much as in Halo 1. I liked the original assault rifle. But the big thing, we're playing two-player co-op, split screen. And you know what was the most dangerous thing? What kept killing us? Whenever any of our NPC friends would get in a warthog and run us the fuck down repeatedly. There's one, like, this was, I think, on the third level, early in game. There's, like, a big, wide-open expanse with some warthogs, and there's a few, like, I think it's in a desert. And there's a few, like, outcroppings you could take cover behind. We're trying to be careful. All of a sudden, warthog, splat. I'm dead. And it's like, Bree, get away from the enemy so I could come back. Okay, I'm back. And right then, bam, Bree's dead. Just kept going like that. Every time they got near a warthog, it's like, Bree, shoot them. Shoot them.
There's a fifth column.
We kept killing our own guys because they'd get in the fucking warthog.
The damn warthog.
Then we quit playing. We didn't even get to the Arbiter.
I remember when we got like that weird glitch where I had to get into the alien ship and fly it up like super high because there were too many enemies down there for me to find a place for you to respawn.
Mm.
And I landed it and you finally respawned and I think you fell off because you respawned like next to the ship and you slid off and fell down and you're like,
There's some good stuff in Halo 3 with the scale. Because there's some huge...
big open areas with a lot of combat.
Stuff, yeah.
Yep.
I just like, Dan, when you and I played Halo 1...
Dealey seemed to like Halo 4 quite a bit, so...
I liked when we tried taking the Banshees through the hallways. Every time you reach the checkpoint, the other person spawns in and gets ran over.
It's like, I'm taking this as far as I can take it.
Yeah, we did that.
That was fun.
Let's see, any other news we got this week, guys?
That's all I've got.
All right, let's talk. Tomorrow is the big game, guys.
The biggest of games.
The largest game.
The biggest.
We can't say, don't say the name. We don't have the copyright.
We can't say the name at all?
No, you can't. NFL will fucking destroy.
We can't say Super Owl?
No. Now Kevin has to bleep that.
Can't say Smoke a Bowl?
Can't say that either.
Hey, we're in Seattle.
The Pack-a-Bowl.
You can say
Super Bowl.
The Doobie Bowl.
The Doobie Bowl. The Smoke Bowl. Super
hey,
Smoke
what
Bowl.
What happens when two states are legal for pot? They go the big dance.
I mean, like, I get the joke, but it's kind of silly because it's like, well, how did. I don't understand how that correlates.
It's the big game, and that's what we're going to call it.
Yeah, I'm going to cook up some ribs.
Can we really not say...
Yeah, you really cannot. They've gone after small, like, ma-and-pa pizza shops, where they say, hey, make sure you come into our place, get a pizza for... Yeah,
because they're advertising a thing, though. But, like, you can say something...
They'll go after radio shows, also. Like, even...
Same thing with the NCAA tournament. You can't use that term for it.
The last quattro.
That or the you can't refer to it as the month of craziness.
Yeah, insane third month of the year.
Yeah.
It's kind of goofy, these things.
It's
I mean,
really weird.
You know,
now,
you're giving
now you
publicity.
Notice on the commercials, you see, like, that's why they don't say it.
Well, because I understand it because they're selling something. But if you're just on radio.
But you're just referring to the event. You're not making.
Because, like, I mean, I've listened to a bunch of sports podcasts this week. And then they said
they use the term?
Yeah.
They probably have the permission of the NFL.
Or they haven't been found yet.
Express written consent.
Yep. Of the NFL and ABC. Just ABC.
Just ABC. I was thinking about that this week too.
What is it? NBC showing it this year, right?
Yep.
The big game. The biggest of games.
NBC in about 25 hours. Yep. We'll be eating ribs.
So, in honor
drinking beer
of a big sporting event.
Can we say the names of the teams?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can say the names of the teams.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Seattle Super...
Sounders?
Super... They're playing in this...
Don't do it, Dan.
They're playing in the... Oh! Super Man. Yeah, and so when the Seattle Seahawks are playing, you know, Denver Broncos and stuff, and, you know, it's really cool. I mean, it's kind of like Gears of War. Bull! I didn't say it.
We're done.
It's like
that whole section's gone.
No, I didn't say the name of it.
Kevin,
I said one word. I can say one of the words, and then 5 minutes later, I can say the other word.
No, they know.
This is not fucking Banner Saga.
It is intense. Your intent was to say the
word. Oh, shit, I said Saga.
Quit saying it!
I said it again! Son of a bitch. This is a fucking big saga of... Oh, this is
Nordic epic! Nordic epic! Dan, it's a Nordic epic.
You know when you're like...
Why do you have to turn everything into shit?
You know when they're like, oh, you have to pass on the... You have to pass on the left, you shouldn't pass on the right, but then you just go in the right lane, and then you just drive for like a mile, and then you go... It's like, technically, I'm not passing.
No.
Passing. Technically, everyone else is going slow as shit because we're in Seattle.
Dan, you broke it. It's over.
No, I said something like, you know, I like playing Super Mario Brothers, and then
going bowling.
Sometimes, you know, I eat chicken in a bowl.
It's done. We're done. This is all unusable now.
Sometimes I like to say Super Bowl.
So, sports games. Let's talk about some sports, fun sports games we have memories of. I'll start. Fuck your Blades of Steel. It's all about ice hockey on the NES.
Blades of Steel.
Ice.
Punching people.
Look, the guy said Blades of Steel in the beginning. There's Gradius.
Ice hockey.
It's cool.
You punch people out.
Yeah. Ice hockey is a better game. There, I said it. All fat dudes all the day.
You might have said it, but...
And America was the best team, no matter what. They would always fight the Russians, and the Russians would go into the penalty box, even if the USA guys started the fight. Because the game knew.
I do love some of those little Easter eggs. Like, I think it's NBA Jam. One of them had it. Anytime the Pistons and the Bulls would play, the Pistons got every call, and at the end of the game, every shot would go in for them, and the Bulls would miss almost everyone.
Because the guy programmed
that happened. I know that happened at California Extreme. I was playing NBA Jam, and I was the Bulls, and this guy was the Pistons.
Oh,
and like I was just like
schooled.
I was winning by a lot, and then suddenly I was just like, oh man, he's like, good game, man. And I was like, all right, cool, man.
Did you read about that later?
Then I read about it later. I was like, you fucking fuck! I'm gonna stab you when I see you at next year's California Extreme. In the chest.
I'm gonna put your head right through that Warlord's machine.
Right in the chest. I'm gonna fucking
I'm gonna super stab you
and then bury you in a bowl.
You're gonna stuff his body into the time traveler machine because that thing is ginormous. You could hide his body in there and it would still be completely playable.
Yeah, next to like the little wooden blocks that they put in for whatever fucking reason.
Just a tuft of hair sticking out of the...
Yeah, hockey games. Hockey games used to be really fun. I mean, I even really liked NHL 93, and I think I may have even played 94.
Were any of them sports talk?
No, those are the EA games. You know, the swingers of swingers fame when they're playing it.
NHL,
Gotta make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed. But
super fan on number 99 here's head bleed.
What's weird... And because I was reading this on Grantland, apparently, because somebody wrote a big article about that, apparently in Swingers, they say they're playing NHL 94, but what they're actually playing is 93, because there's no fighting and blood in 94. So it's just a weird, little movie trivia.
Sure.
You know?
I'll look that up on IMDb under the Goose section and see if that's true.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody researched it. They said it was true. They told me it was true.
So the other game I remember, another sports game I remember playing is Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah, SNES.
His winning run.
No, that was the second game.
Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby was the first one.
I always say this every time you say Ken Griffey Jr.
I love that game. I renamed, because they only had his name licensed.
He was the only licensed player in that game.
That happened a bunch.
I renamed everyone on the Mariners team. I renamed everyone.
You're weird.
Hey. You renamed him Ken Griffey Jr.
There were good players back then on the Mariners.
There was the all Griffey team.
Well, yeah, I played Cal Ripken Jr. baseball, and it was the all Cal Ripken Jr. baseball team. And they, when you play against each other, Cal Ripken Jr. is pitching to Cal Ripken Jr., and then he hits it to Cal Ripken Jr., who throws Cal Ripken Jr. out at second base. Cal Ripken Jr.
And now, Cal Ripken Jr. steals home. And,
now, if it was Cal Ripken Jr. sports talk baseball, I think you would have lost your mind.
Cal Ripken.
Throws the ball to Ripken. Ripken is out.
No, it would have been. Ripken, out of the bitch. He hits it. Oh, it's going. Pop fly to shortstop.
Ripken.
That's what I loved in I think it was Tommy Lasorda baseball or something, or maybe one of the first World Series baseballs where they had talk. And every time you hit like a really high ball, the guy would get super excited, and then he would just go to the third baseman. It was like, it's not even close to being. It's like, oh, it's going out at third base.
What was that Saturn baseball game we kept borrowing?
I have that.
World Series baseball.
I love. He hit that one a country mile.
I think that was World Series baseball 2
because it was Frank Thomas and Albert Bell.
Albert Bell was the destroyer of all worlds, and Kenny Lofton Jr. was the fastest man on the planet.
Dude, he's the Flash.
Yeah, you could not throw him out at second. Like, there was he would go whenever he wanted to.
Only the second.
Yeah. Well, third base is just really hard, too.
Of course, I remember that baseball card game. I had Kenny Lofton. Remember, he kept stealing bases. Yeah. He's unstoppable.
He used to be really good.
And then I remember, I can't remember which Madden it was, but it was the year that the second or third year Favre was playing on the Packers. I forget if it was the year before or the year they did go to the Super Bowl and win. Maybe that was 97? Madden 97.
Okay.
Had Mode 7 graphics.
Oh, yeah.
All I remember about those old Madden games on the Super Nintendo and Genesis, the run game was non-existent.
Yeah, especially runs up the middle. You could run to the side.
Yeah. Maybe get like 3 yards, but like for the most part, it was a passing
game. Runs up the middle, you just get stuck on it.
There's just like 10 guys, and it's like, gain.
So that's another one, those little game programmer secrets, is for a long time, the Madden games, quarterback runs, the computer defense couldn't understand how to stop them. So if you're a quarterback running, you were the best running back in the world. And then they changed it where you'd get injured or fumble nonstop as a quarterback.
That's why in 1993, I mean, fucking Randall Cunningham was like one of the best. John Madden 93, you just play the Eagles, and it's just fucking. You could play it as the Eagles, or if you played as the Redskins, because they had. Mark Ripken, his one good year, he won the Super Bowl. It's fucking fantastic. He was like the best quarterback on the planet for 5 months. He just played out of his mind, and then
Mode 7 graphics.
I remember NCAA basketball. Can I say that? NCAA basketball. You can.
We're done. It's
over. No, you could say that part. Just don't say what happens next month.
Yeah, the next month.
You know, it's February right now.
And they have a tournament?
Yeah. You can't call what the euphoric experience is called.
MM?
Yeah. No MM.
Okay. No MM.
Getting close.
Man, this is like a super fuck.
Yeah,
shut up.
You know what,
Mike? You're talking about the NCAA basketball game on SNES? Super, yeah. That was terrible. Game's so bad.
First of all, it was all Mode 7, so like that first seemed really cool, right? But when you play it, it looks like the court is just in outer space.
And every time you pass,
because there's no stands, there's no background.
Every time there's a turnover, it would twirl.
You'd get carsick.
Yeah, you'd get motion sick just watching that screen just constantly. You're like,
and it would also it also felt like a half a minute would take place before you could dribble up the court.
Yep.
Like it would. Like, it just felt the court was so big. No. I'm talking about the speed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the court was just so cavernous. And you were also playing in fucking abyssal space or something like that. You're playing in some, like, the seventh plane of, planescape.
Gotcha.
Some kind of plane.
Sigil. City of Doors.
City of Doors, yes. Name a plane.
Limbo.
Astral plane.
The Abyss.
Abyss.
Yeah. Limbo.
Limbo Plane.
Mount Celestia. Yeah.
Elysium.
Well, that game is taking on
Mechanus. Portions.
See?
What else I did like, I always liked RBI Baseball.
RBI Baseball.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to come back out. Sure. I hope that's good.
Downloadable $15 title.
I hope it's good because I would like to play it.
You know what I liked back in the day? For me, Bulls versus Blazers on SNES. That game was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It's just like...
I just loved, if you're a short guy, you're super fast. So I just put all of the shortest people. I didn't care about stats because the game didn't care about stats. I put all the shortest people from the bench onto the court, and my brother couldn't catch me.
That was back in a day where, like, certain spots on the court would, like, yield much better percentages of, like, three-pointers. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a certain spot where it's just, like, when the floorboards kind of came together, you're like, if you're standing kind of about there, you have
or
a very
good
chance.
Or if you're at the point where the inner key portion,
meets
up with the three-point line there, that intersection.
Yeah.
Is a good place to shoot.
Yeah, that's a good
it's
place
almost
to
like
shoot.
An old like shooter game where it's like, yeah, you're safe from the boss if you stand here.
And also, like back then, like there was no like corner threes. Mm-mm. Like you never
would
did
run
anything.
Out of bounds on accident
well,
all the time
because of the angle. Like technically, there was not that much space there just because you know just how it was drawn.
Poor hit detection.
Because they're not really 3D models or anything.
Combat basketball.
Then once a game, you could do your trademark dunk. Or Michael Jordan could do his trademark, like, up and under kind of layup or something.
That was once per game?
Yeah, you had your signature
thing.
Get
a power?
Yeah. Well, it would activate, like, randomly.
Then, Baseball Simulator.
Yeah, Baseball 1000. Simulator 1000.
That was so good.
Rocket Ball.
Shadow Ball.
Shadow Ball.
Ninja Ball.
The Invisible Ball.
And then
I like the rocket ball because
Baseball Stars Professional.
Because if the guy tried to catch it, he would just get like slammed all the way to the outfield.
Yeah.
So if you hit it, it would just be a line drive, and then it would just like take like the shortstop and just hit him, and then he would hit the wall, but he would be all dizzy, so he couldn't pick up the ball. Like that was a good.
My favorite is if you aimed it real good and got the pitcher to fly all the way out. Oh, speaking of violence with baseball, Base Wars.
Base Wars is a good game.
I love that.
I haven't played it for so long, but I want to say it was like, it was.
I tried going back to it.
It doesn't hold up.
It's a good game.
It fell apart.
It doesn't hold up. I'm sorry.
It's a good game.
Okay.
You had to buy like different parts for your guys.
Different
you had
weapons.
To upgrade.
I always thought
the B gimmick.
I thought that was the worst weapon until you learn how to do it with the timing of the button.
Yeah.
And there's a fist stuck in a guy and just, ah. I love the laser sword.
Mm-hmm.
The laser sword.
Laser sword.
Mutant.
Laser sword was better than the laser. Shut up. Laser
League.
Sword was better than the
laser gun.
Football. That's a great game. Dan used to think it was a great game. And then I shattered his dreams.
I think Dan's going to murder you.
What was the final score of that game, Kevin?
Dan is going to murder you. Dan is a sad
hey,
pace.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry. It was not a conscious decision on my part. Oh, wait, that makes it worse.
Oh, I didn't try to let you be beaten that bad. I tried to let you win.
Hey, Dan, do you want to kill the ref?
Okay, how about we bring this back to...
So, Base Wars is pretty cool.
Baseball
it
Stars.
It had a little mechanic where, like... If you were going to be thrown out, like, you had less health when you actually fought.
Yeah, that's why.
Shut up, John. You fucking shut up.
I like how they...
Shut up right now.
They balance that out so it's not just, well, I could destroy everyone. It's like, well, I better not get hit.
Yeah.
Don't fall off the side of the field, Dan.
I always like the motorcycle or the unicycle because I do his special twirl thing. Just twirl the
I like
shit
the hover guy.
Them.
He just kind of sat on people's faces.
And you can float up where they can't hit you. So you just wait. You wait until you're right over them. And the other guys try and run away from it. And then bam, bam, bam. Just keep sitting on them.
So Dan, I know you've played more sports games recently than
I
we
hated
have.
The regular like humanoid cyborg thing. That one was lame.
I used to play Bases Loaded, but I remember not being very good at those games.
What about Baseball Stars?
Yeah, Baseball Stars is a good
professional.
That's an awesome game.
Baseball Stars and Super Baseball 2020. was fun. You get to the jump pad and you could try to steal home run. I never actually was able to do that.
You know what would be cool? They should make a Bournesball video game, you know, off of Futurama.
Yeah.
Because that game looked like it'd be a fun one to play.
Mm-hmm. Bournesball.
And the rules made no sense.
They had a lot of, like, you know, crazy sports game stuff back then. Like, I mean, NBA Jam was fucking good. NBA Jam was basically a fighting game.
NFL Blitz?
NFL Blitz was basically a fighting game. NFL Blitz. I was never good at that.
Our tribals.
I was good at, like, the actual... If I actually played football, like, played the game, like, you know, trying to score points, I could do okay at that game. But, like, I didn't get the whole... I wasn't good at the whole, like, using turbos and, like, doing special moves on that game. But, yeah.
Game bonus. Like,
drops on everybody.
Game bonus points for a juke.
Yeah, Arch Rivals. Arch Rivals was cool.
I remember.
I don't think that's a good game, but it was fun. Had,
I'm going to pants the guy.
They had one of the guys from Arch Rivals teamed up with the tomato from that puzzle game and Narc from Narc.
You talking about kicks?
And also Bigfoot in one of those Captain N knockoffs. I remember watching that.
Isn't that terrible? All the Tecmo. Oh, Double
Captain
Dribble.
Power?
Double
Is Dribble. That what you're talking about, Kevin?
Captain Power.
Yeah.
I used to play Double Dribble so much. That was a game where that
all right.
when you went
your
to
sprite
dunk,
is gonna it just does this. It puts its two arms up and then suddenly it goes towards the basket and then we're gonna cut away to the
Yeah,
to
we're
the
gonna
dunk.
Cut away and then there's like a black and white just like mm-hmm. picture of a guy like with like five frames.
Five frames.
Like choo-choo-choo-choo, boom.
And then it goes and then it tells
so
you
much.
Scored.
It was so awesome. What was the best was when you would do that and then it would cut back to the regular
Miss.
Game screen and then the ball just bounced away. You're like, fuck this bullshit.
One of my first sports
games.
I love that game. One of my first ones on Commodore 64. We had Jordan versus Bird 1-on-1.
Yeah. I played that a lot on PC and also on Nintendo. Nintendo had a good version of that. I actually more like just doing the Michael Jordan slam dunk contest.
Yeah,
I like that Larry Bird couldn't be in the slam dunk contest. And then if you play the three point contest, only Larry Bird was in the 3-point contest. But yeah, I like picking the different slam dunks, and then you had to try to do it, and then they would just give you a score, and it was just like, what?
Okay,
why is that? He did the same dunk as I did. Why would that be? There was like kiss the rim, Statue of Liberty dunk.
So speaking of football, Dan,
the 360.
Since the game is tomorrow, the big game is tomorrow. How about those 2000 games that you played incessantly?
2000?
The 2K series.
2K1 was cool.
Yeah.
The NFL
2K,
game.
2K1 was really good.
That's when the throne was threatened.
Yeah. That's why we went through a Holocaust.
That is still ongoing.
EA purged the field. And it's like one of those things in history where it's just like an up-and-comer was coming, and he was going to change the world.
They came
like,
in he and was dropped like, the mic
they fucking
right before it
shot
happened.
Shot Gandhi. That's what they did. Yeah. They shot Gandhi.
Because, like, the year, remember they released ESPN football for, what was it? Was it $20?
$20.
Yeah, you like...
It was $20. ESPN 2K5 or whatever, or something.
I think it was just ESPN football 2? I forget. Something like that. But you bought that, I remember, didn't you?
That was one of my favorite online gaming moments ever. I was playing... somebody and I was playing against the 49ers I think
mm-hmm.
and like we were just like running up the score with each other and then I did like a last second like touchdown pass and I was like oh fuck good like I have this everything is just done and even the guy was like oh man this is such a good game like you know good job and stuff like that so I there was like 2 seconds left I was kicking off the ball and he ran it back. And it wasn't just like he ran it back like untouched. He broke like a shitload of tackles, and I was like, "No, no!" And the guy was like, "Yeah." And then like when we scored, he was like, "Oh my god, that was like the best thing I've ever done." And I was just like, "Oh shoot, that was really cool." But I think this was before there was a lot of like Xbox.
The typical internet folks. That
well,
you
no,
see
no,
that
like
are...
you know, like you could friend people. Really
oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff. So I didn't really remember what his name was, or I never got his thing. But we were both huffing and puffing, like we just had like really like passionate sex. We're like, oh my god, that was so crazy. We're talking for like a couple minutes afterwards, and then it's like,
first
I gotta go.
Person football.
Oh yeah, you could be in the helmet.
Yeah, that worked for like 2 seconds, and then you're like, oh, this is why I should have played this. It's really bad. 2K was, I don't know if it was 2K1 on the Dreamcast. I played, that was the first time I played a sports game online.
Yep.
And that sucked because that year, that was when the Atlanta Hawks were kind of good. Yeah.
The Falcons.
The
Hawks. Hawks are
Dominique came back and led the Atlanta Hawks
to the
Super Bowl.
No.
Dominique Wilkins. Dominique Wilkins. Yeah. He tomahawk jammed
his way to the Super Bowl.
So the Atlanta Falcons were really good. I think that's the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, when Vic led them.
Broncos. No, it wasn't Vic.
Or no. Yeah,
it
this
was,
is before Vic. Yeah, what's his name?
But they had one guy who was the fastest guy in the league. This guy named Tim Dwight, who I think broke. He was eventually on the Ravens when they won their first Super Bowl, and he broke like the touchdown return record or something. Anyway, he was like one of the fastest guys in the game. So what people used to do was just put Tim Dwight as quarterback and then just run.
Oh God,
it was fucking annoying. It's like everybody did that. Everybody played the Falcons and would just put him.
I still remember watching you play that game. The coolest feature for me from that game was you'd show the replay and, you know, re-angle it. And it's like you could watch the replay of what happened, but what about the replay of the guys who weren't involved?
There was always something funny happening, like a guy just flying away or like falling
somebody
down.
Somebody just shoved someone down for no reason. Yeah,
the game's the play's done and this guy's just like, pow. Oh, yeah, that reminds me back in Madden 93 when they still had the ambulance that came out on your injured player and then he would just run over half the other team. That was my favorite. I remember playing that. Like, I would bring some of my games to the Philippines to play. And since, you know, nobody else plays football other than us Americans. So I had it at my cousin's house, and I was just playing. And then my uncle's, like, watching me. He's like, I don't understand this game at all. And then somebody got injured. And the ambulance came and then picked them up and then ran everybody over. And he was just like, what? Like, I don't know if he thought that's what actually happens, or
football. If you're in the way of the ambulance, you're not allowed to move.
And I was all happy.
Chris Chandler was the name.
Chris Chandler. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Jamal Anderson was the running back.
Yeah, until like I think he was the guy who had a FBI drug charge on him or something. He was running a drug ring. I want to say it might have been him, but anyway. Yeah, and I was all cheering, like, that the guy got hurt, and then the people were getting run over by avalanche. Wee. Even people on my team, I was just cheering because it just looked awesome. My uncle was just like, what? What? Why are you cheering? I'm going to go away from this American boy. He's a bloodlust in your society or something.
Americans need some more Catholicism.
We just want people to get bloodied and stabbed. Yeah, it makes me sad for the simple era of sports games. Like, I like sports games still. Like, I mean, this past weekend when I was in Oregon, I was playing FIFA 11, like, incessantly, like, a lot.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's still good.
FIFA 11?
Yeah.
So you're, like, 3 years old?
Yeah, because I that was mine, and then I just let my cousin just have it. I was just like, you can just... Because I think I got 12.
Get out of here. I don't want it anymore.
So I was just playing that a lot, and I had like some good moments and stuff, like where I came back really late and I was all cheering like really late at night by myself. All by myself. But yeah, but you know, the whole simple games back in the day, they don't have those anymore. No. Tecmo Bowl was a good game. Even the other iterations were good too.
You know what ruined baseball games for me? Once you had to do more than just timing, you had to aim your bat up or
World
down.
World Series Baseball 2K, that's what ruined it. Hey, do you like to field the ball? No, you can't field the ball.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was the one. And then when 2K1 came out, because I bought 2K1, it was like, you can field the ball. It was one of the features. It's like, control all the fielders. And I was like, thanks for letting us know. You know, something that's been in games since RBI in, baseball. No,
since baseball.
In television. Baseball had it.
Yeah, but they all moved as one group. Like, hey, all your outfielders just went, get. Up, left, and they would all move like it was. They were doing a synchronized
dance. That's
dance.
Even better, because you control all the fielders at once.
Makes me also wish for that era of... of the Japanese developed sports game, because most all of the games used to be all Japanese games. Mm-hmm. up until like the 90s, and then you know Madden and all of that started taking over. But before, mm-hmm. RBI Baseball was a Japanese game. Bases Loaded,
Baseball Stars,
Baseball
Tecmo, Simulator,
Tecmo Bowl was a Japanese
play action game. Football.
Yeah, oh, four person.
With the multi-tap or the satellite.
Mm. The four-score or the satellite.
Whatever. That was good. Same thing.
That was really fun.
I have the four-score.
That was really fun. I really like that.
You know what one I actually enjoyed that's very Japanese? What was that? Power Pro baseball?
The kitty, the chibi-looking.
Yeah, where you're chibi and you rise up through your career. Yeah. So,
but it had the baseball license, so they were
so
all...
So they were all licensed players.
I got eventually hired.
I still have your copy.
I got recruited by the Mariners, and I ended up being best friends with Ichiro.
Yeah.
Ichiro and I hung out all the time.
I think I was on the White Sox, and I was a pitcher.
I was pure DH.
And I was trying to date like one of the girls or something.
I was dating the reporter. Oh, you know what was great? My guy, I built so brokenly, pure DH, so I never had to field, which was kind of fun. It meant I just played like four innings, or actually four battings per game, real quick, and all I would do, I'd hit like three home runs, and I'd hit one, like, triple. And that's all I would do. And what I liked is I'd get yelled at by the coach if I only hit one home run and struck out the other times. He'd yell at me. I had going into...
It's Japanese philosophy, man. They'd rather you go 3 for 4 than hit one home run and strike out all those other times. You have hole in your swing, Mr. Baseball Tom Selleck.
I only managed play through, though, until, like, the end of August in my first season. Mm. I think I broke the home run record for a season. I mean, I was at 280.
Oh,
I think that breaks it.
The aforementioned World Series Baseball 2K1, like, Ichiro had 50 home runs, and everybody else had, like, 80 or something. And then, like, Ichiro was batting, like, 700.
Yep.
I was just like, I don't want to understand. Am I doing something that I'm not supposed to be doing?
Did I unlock a code?
And then the games were routinely, like, 21 to 18.
Yeah, I remember your game.
Like, fucking John Halama would get up there, and I was like, oh, fuck me. Remember John Halama?
Every pitcher had an ERA of a billion.
Yeah, my guy's not winning the Cy Young this year.
Yeah, nobody's winning the Cy Young. Ichiro hit 50.
All right, guys, let's do gaming goals because we're running long today.
Ooh.
Unless there's any sports games, other games you'd like to talk about. Any last minute?
Baseball mogul.
No, Dan.
And go into a 30-minute dissertation.
No.
I remember.
I did like the Super Nintendo Super Play Action Football because you could play NFL. They had the NFL teams. You could play college, they had random teams, and you could play high school. I always played high school.
You know what would have made that perfect? They missed one final segment. You could play CFL.
Pee-wee football.
No, I want Canadian football.
Mm-hmm. The field is wider.
Mm-hmm.
Field is longer.
Yeah, they have the center field marker.
You have 250-yard lines.
Yeah.
And you get three downs.
The end zone is 20 yards, I believe.
Yeah. So you could run back a kickoff for a
only
touchdown.
Only three downs.
Yeah. You got to be good. Warren Moon played in
I think like 70. I think there are like 17 people on the field.
It's no Arena team. League football, guys.
We should just start making up rules for Canadian football and nobody knows. It's like, then, well, there's usually two quarterbacks, right? And then so
they drop the ball out of the sky to start the game.
Of course, don't forget, there are only three downs unless you want to do the special fourth down when the Tiger is on the field.
Well, and
the Tiger catches you, well, you still keep playing, but you may die.
The ball is lit on fire during fifth down.
No. Instead of 2-minute warning, they have 2-minute multi-ball. It's like pinball, but they put like four balls on the field, and everybody's got to score as many touchdowns as they can.
And the pass... Okay,
as soon as they score a touchdown, they have to kick the ball off to the other side of the field.
All right, I'm going to try and run through this real quick. And the passes are completed, intercepted, incomplete. That one was blocked and
I'm having an ulcer
and oh my
attack.
God.
I always thought, like, if some, like, you know, they have, like, Mutant League football or, like, you know, the, you know, base war, baseball with robots, I would like a, like, you know, some kind of, like, a hockey game with, like, three teams on at one time. Just, I mean, fuck. I mean, you're having aliens.
Like a triangular and, hockey ring.
Yeah, you're having aliens and monsters.
You like might Chinese as well just, yeah. chess of hockey.
Chinese chess the closest, of hockey. The closest we came to weird hockey was at the NHL and Fox with the
yeah.
glow puck.
When they would shoot, it would be all red, mm-hmm. like a laser.
It's Darth Vader's puck.
Yeah, I think one of the most enjoyable sports games in recent memory was that PS2 game that you had.
Yeah, that Power Pros.
I mean, just like I mean, yeah, you know, it's all the other ones will simulate like
silly yeah. game. Yeah,
I kind of appreciate those more.
They're
like,
fun.
I'll play like the other ones too, just because I like a bunch of sports.
It's stuff, easier to pick up and play an arcade style game than it is to pick up a simulation.
That's why I always like the FIFA games, because even though that they're still like kind of simulating stuff, soccer is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to get, because I mean,
it's all about positioning
like
your
football,
guy and
like
kicking
NFL
the ball.
Yeah. is just crazy. If you want it to be semi-realistic, you got yeah. audibles, defensive shifts, yep. and all this.
Omaha.
Other
kind of, Omaha,
Omaha, Omaha, Omaha,
Nebraska,
Omaha,
Nebraska.
Yeah, I wish it was just simple sports games.
I liked on developing your character on Power Pro the fact that none of the events could be counted to happen.
Yeah,
it felt routine. Random. But there were so many random ones in there, and you might never see one of them again. Like finding the guru on the mountain who makes your pitcher invincible. Mm-hmm.
That's why they got it. Like, dude, somebody in Japan's just got to go all out, and I want like the full-fledged baseball or basketball, whatever. Just like supreme RPG. You're playing from like you're 8 years old until yeah. you're the pros. I mean, and it's just fucking wacky. Like they make their games. Like that would be fucking badass. That would be really fun. And then there'd be like a game FAQ, like a long FAQ about like, this is how you get the golden bat. When you're 8, you have to get the spider web in the ceiling of your house.
Now you're talking Xenogears.
You have to make sure you do your chores between 6 and 7 p.m.
And then
every
you have to
day.
Talk. You have to talk to your aunt 54 times on April 14th because she will say that she has nothing to say for 53 times, and the 54th time she'll tell you where to go.
Remember, gym class is the easiest to get an A in. You need to get an A in every class, but fail gym.
And then Katamari rolls through and just destroys the village.
Da 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 da.
He picks up your whole village in one fell swoop.
But he drops the golden bat.
Yeah.
There you go. And we just spoiled how to get the best weapon in the game.
We probably missed a bunch of games, but yeah, let's call it.
Gaming goals.
Da, Dan. Da, 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 da. I'm going to get so good at Dota 2, I'm going to be a professional.
That's not going to happen. You know why? Because you have a job. If you didn't have a job,
I feel like
I would
also
believe you could probably do that.
We did crush a team last night that there was a full, I know they were all together because they had their Steam name, but in front of their Steam name, they had RF period YOLO. As soon as they came up, Brandon was like, we have to fucking crush these guys.
Yeah,
totally crushed them. I was like, then afterwards, I was like, I think we beat like a bunch of 12-year-olds. And he's like,
probably.
What do you think? I was like, well, who uses YOLO?
Yeah.
You beat a bunch of teenagers.
We beat a bunch of teenagers. Pre-teens. They're really bad at the game. Boom! RF YOLO, what's up? Calling you out.
Prestige 25 on
Zeus. They do have a cool game mode where it assigns you a random character, and then there's a draft to pick what powers your character is going to have, so you can have really broken or really, really overpowered guys. It's kind of frightening, especially if you don't know as much like I do. And I played 40 hours, and I don't know that much about that game, okay?
So it's
gaming goes, I'm going to play Dota.
So it's like Skylander Swap Force.
Nothing new?
Yeah. I'll try to fit in one of those games. That European escalation war game, starring Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
When I got to the third level, the third mission, they're like, all right, cool. These are all the units you're having. And there was just a sea of words. I had like heart palpitations. I was just like, I started getting stressed. I was like, oh, fuck me. Because before it was like maybe 10 dudes or something like that. And it's just like, now you're just commanding like a whole fucking army. And I was just like, oh. Anyway. Okay, I'm done.
It's all good. Kevin?
I'm going to play more Xenogears.
All
right. I need to find something else to play. Don't know what. And I'll play one battle per day on Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm getting that daily reward because coming up is a green cover for Gray Suit Black Widow.
There you go. Yeah.
And a heroic recruit token that'll give me another Daken.
No, it'll give you a Bagman.
No, I've started getting Daken every time. It's like, fuck you.
Daken. I'll play some Marvel Puzzle Quest. And then I might, I don't know.
The old Republic.
I might explore the... I might do some of the new... See if I can get the new space missions or something like that.
Is our clan still active?
It's still on there. I'm still a member.
You should check to see, like, if it shows, like, who logged on when.
Yeah, I think I'm the last person... The most recent person to log on. But yeah, I need to take a look at that.
Like, you know, this person logged on a year and a half ago.
It was pretty funny, though.
I remember when I went back to Lord of the Rings Online and I looked at my guild, it was like, last logged in 345 days ago.
I like sometimes...
587 days.
On my Xbox friends list, looking like looking at you. You haven't logged in recently, Dan.
No, last time I logged in was...
GTA 5.
GTA 5, probably.
And then also looking at... There's like another name, I think... For one of you, for like Xbox Live or something, I forget what it is.
I had an old name on the original Xbox One.
And looking at that, it says has not logged in.
It was a Star Wars name.
Oh,
yeah, like
Darth Phalanx.
Yeah. And I'll look at that still on my friends list. John hasn't logged in.
No, Draft 1X. It wasn't Darth. Yeah. I was like, how can you be Darth? You're all light side. It's like it's not Darth.
It's Draft.
You haven't logged in like over a decade.
Yeah, it's
just letting you know.
Yeah, it happens.
Or about a decade.
Oh, damn, KOTOR, Ghost Thunder, baby.
No, PSO, man. Where the mags at? Where the mags at, guys? Where the mags at?
Oh, that Xbox.
Where the mags at? And on that note, we'll be back next week.
Go Hawks.
Another episode, Infinite Lives podcast.
Yeah, I'll see you guys at the Super...
Why don't you
this is best. This is even better. The game, the biggest of games. The Super.
Nice.
Go Hawks.